after time? Well, there's something out there that untangling buckles won't protect a child from, and that something is autism. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166. That's right. 1 in 166 children will be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. And one of those could be your child. Knowing what to look for and catching it early could make a world of difference to your child and you.
So, Mom, while you're remembering to protect me from the unthinkable, don't dismiss the possible.
To learn the signs of autism and what to do, go to AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Meet the faces of influenza, groups who should be immunized against influenza every year.
He's in the group 6 months to 5 years old.
I'm 4.5 years old.
Pregnant during influenza season.
We live with a baby under 6 months old.
I live with someone at risk.
Live with someone at risk.
I care for someone at risk.
I have a chronic medical condition.
Diabetes.
Asthma.
I have COPD, a serious lung disease.
I'm 50.
I'm over 50 years old.
Way over 50.
Do you see your family or yourself here? As one of the many faces of influenza, you and I and those close to us need to get vaccinated. Each year, about 36,000 Americans die from influenza and its complications. So see your health care provider about influenza immunization. Get immunized. Vaccination is a safe and effective way to prevent influenza. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza isn't the common cold. It's serious.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you say?
Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the Central of Luanga Center.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a motivational moment. I would like to encourage you to be the leader that I know you can be. A cautious leader I must be, for a future leader follows me. I do not dare go astray, for fear they'll go the same self way. I cannot once escape their eyes, for what they see me do they try. Like me one day they say they'll be, the future leader who follows me. So please join me on Mondays from 1 to 2 for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest.
of racial equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margins of the black vote. So in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground, and if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at this speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you and don't you dare.
Welcome, welcome to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Every day I marvel at the world. You know, whether it's a little thing like the flowering of red bud trees, indicating the first glimpse of warmer times, new stuff. I marvel at the way folks act. I marvel at the way that folks think. And I marvel at the things that need to be done for all of us. It's kind of how I reflect upon things throughout the course of my day. Well, yesterday I was kind of reflecting upon small stories, and small from the perspective of localized stories. I was reflecting upon the fact that, you know, one of the things, one of my goals, one of my intentions, one of the things I want to do is to make this show not simply a focus on the little stories. I'm not saying that they're not impactful. I'm not saying that they're not important, but it's not just St. Louis. We can't focus just on St. Louis because there's a great big world out there of issues. And I was reflecting upon that as I went through my day yesterday. But that's the way that I believe that my show should operate. And then I was thinking about, you know, it seems like there are so many local stories that are connected to the national stated and unstated agendas. In particular, I was reflecting upon the story of Principal Peoples yesterday, the principal of Riverview Gardens High School. And this dad's club, I don't know, did y'all have an opportunity to hear his story yesterday? This dad's club out there in Riverview Gardens. I heard rumblings about it. Now, this is a local story, but understand the national, international, historic ramifications, implications of this issue. There's a club out in Riverview Gardens that has existed for decades. It's called the Dad's Club. It sounds kind of innocuous, doesn't it? No, actually, it doesn't even sound innocuous. It sounds, hey, cool, bunch of dads in Riverview Gardens working with the baby. Really. It's almost like this is a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a little, almost a little secret society, if you will. Well, a group of white men that have been involved with the money from the ticket sales, the concession sales of the games at Riverview Garden High School. Decades. Decades. We had a new principal that came into Riverview Gardens High School that decided, you know what? I believe that the students, should be in charge of the concessions. After all, they're bringing their money. We have band uniforms that need to be purchased, cheerleaders' uniforms, instruments, all kinds of things that we need as a school district. We need to be in charge of this money. One white woman, who was a quote-unquote volunteer for the Dad's Club, came to the school, all happy, first of the year, first football game. She's going to be taking the ticket money, right? Well, she was told that day, oh, no, you won't be doing that anymore. We're going to put the students in charge of this. She, honest to God, she fell to the ground, passed out. Because she was a volunteer and somebody was taking away her volunteer job? No, as she said, I got a mortgage to pay, huh? And as the principal of Riverview Gardens High School told us, that the first game of the season, the tickets and the concessions from the first football game of the season at Riverview Gardens High School, you know how much money they took in? $7,000. Now, I'm not a math major, but think about 20 years of high school football games, basketball games, and events, and the concessions that were sold during that 20-year period. What kind of car do you think that Dad's Club's members drive? I'm just asking. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 40 between Highway K and 79, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing looks good. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue and onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for traffic building, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split is on the move, but it is starting to stack up. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no delays at this hour at the top of the ramp. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh through McKnight. Look for no slowdowns to report. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley looks good. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 270. Look for very heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some delays there as well. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. And eastbound 70 from east of into 270. Look for no problems to report there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to showers and thunderstorms, likely highs in the mid-70s. This evening, occasional showers and thunderstorms with a low around 60. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely as well, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, cooler, showers and thunderstorms likely, low around 50. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 63 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week, join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you and good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm suffering peacefully this morning.
All right now.
Until we run it, I guess we all suffer like that. Well, look. You know, I just thought about what you said, and I got several things out of what you were talking about and our conversation yesterday. I got to thinking about this. If you have a nationwide class type, I guess, football or basketball team, you might be generating some super big bucks for, you know, just a high school in an urban setting, you know, so... And I am familiar with, you know, people that run concession stands. They really want their business, you know, and I think it's a lot of money that could be generated for the children. You know, it's just
Actually, we know it's a lot of money because we know the very first night of the very first football game of the very first year that the students and the school ran the concessions at Riverview Gardens High School, $7,000 came through the gate. Now, the question to ask is, what happened to all of the other concessions monies that have been taken by this dad's club for over 20 years?
Yeah, I think that's somewhat very obvious. I commend you for bringing it out because the thing about it, I thought about what if they had a team that basically had a super alumni, had a super good team. That just various people from all over just come see them. It could generate for a team that can produce the numbers can generate way more money than that. Hey, I wanted to.
That wasn't my point of whether they can generate more, David.
I understand your point. The point is that here's some private individuals are getting some money that should be going to the school and the children.
Right.
Definitely, I understand that.
Okay.
I'm sorry it seems like I didn't.
Okay.
But look, I wanted to branch off another point. Just like your program is so important, you're able to take local issues, and you do it all the time, and give them the importance they deserve and show how they connected nationally, just like you did that when it came to this thing of charter schools or this thing of destroying school systems and where wealthy people can destroy a system as they make money off of it. You demonstrated that how they were going to do that in Louisiana and New Orleans, and you pointed that out some time ago that it came out of the Bush administration, and it was basically an effort to go in and extract this billions of dollars that's all across the country. And I commend you for that. And I also wanted to quickly give a historical point of view. I think it's real important for children to get a African-centered education. A lot of people think it's just about a few black facts or something like that. It's totally different than that. You know, I think to maneuver through the world, you have to see things through your own eyes. You have to use your own experience, you know, to do that. And even as we were talking yesterday and got to talking about algebra and geometry and stuff like that, even when you look at the etymology of it, the Semitic language, even Hebrew, when you look at Arabic, the mother language is Ethiopian. So not only are these gifts of chemistry, mathematics, science, religion and stuff are coming, you know, originating from our people, even the language is originating from our people. So I think it's
all right.
More than enough worthy. Have a good day and hotel.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Bob.
Yes. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I still have this revolution on my mind, and
I
just can't get it off.
I understand.
As I watch what's going on in the country and the people that don't seem to listen, and I was just thinking that this election is not going to be about you people. It's going to be about we the people.
And which election are you referring to?
This one coming up in 08.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be about we the people because we the people are now beginning to hurt. And that's going to make a difference. But before, they've always been able to come up with some issue the crime or welfare or something that always seemed to trend towards black people, and they always had, you know, that on their mind in the parties. But I think using this thing of Circuit City, because the people I see working at Circuit City, maybe it's just here in St. Louis, I haven't been out to see in Circuit City what's going on other places, but there's an awful lot of minorities who work in these stores. And I'm not just minorities, though. There's a lot of Caucasians and everyone else working in them, but this is middle-income people. This is what I'm thinking. And if we, the people, we know what works, boycotts work. And if they would just say we're not going to buy anything from Circuit City until they withdraw this thing, this flagrant, this in your face, I'm going to get rid of you and pay others less money than what I'm paying you. I think the people, if they just really got behind, because there's nothing Circuit City sells that doesn't come from China, and there's nothing Circuit City sells that you can't go somewhere else and buy. So there's really no need to go there, but it would send a message, just like, to say, well, we're not going to put up with this anymore. Ronald Reagan, when he fired all the traffic controllers, everybody jumped on the bandwagon to get rid of the unions, and this is what's going on again. If they allow this to go through, the law has always said you cannot fire one person to hire someone else if the person you have is doing the job.
I think that I'm not certain that your original statement about everybody knows that boycotts work. I think that there are a number of generations that have gotten here post-civil rights.
I do understand.
And I think a number of things have happened post-civil rights. There is a consumerism that exists in this country that is unprecedented. A consumerism that is ingrained in from the Saturday morning cartoons that children watch, from the Sesame Street, from everything. There's a consumerism out there that is advocated, and our economy is based upon how much stuff we buy.
Well, our country is.
Wait a minute, let me finish my thought here. So. Having said that, and having an understanding of that, I think and I'm just speaking to the strategy of what you were saying, Bob, not the issue of what you were saying. I don't know if boycotts work as much as a boycott. And by a boycott, I mean that people are going to buy things, and they're going to want to buy the things that are in Circuit City. What I think that probably would be more effective from a strategy perspective is to encourage people to buy someplace else as opposed to boycott another place.
Well, I guess that is what I meant, but I understand what you're saying. But this whole thing of taking our jobs and taking our livelihood is getting so serious that if we think about, we don't make anything anymore. We're selling services to each other. We're selling people insurance. We're selling them health care. We're selling them mortgages. We're selling them somebody to advise you on stock markets, to advise you on this or that. We don't sell and we don't make any products.
Okay.
And I don't think a country can exist without producing something. Everybody has a credit card now, and everybody can use a credit card. And that's what's going on. Look at the mortgages now that's being foreclosed on. And if we lose, the United States of America is not a democracy.
Okay, and Bob, I got to go.
Thank you.
I got to go. All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back. I'll get to you. Stay with me.
To the mall to visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. It's springtime. Oh, yeah, it's springtime. You need some tools? You need some tractors? How about you need a lawnmower? You need some lawn equipment? How about lawn furniture? How about a BBQ? That's barbecue out there, folks. Get on down to Sears. Great location, great quality, great prices. Talk to Jerome Williams and tell him I told you to.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
A Lenten Easter concert will be presented at the Webster Groves Presbyterian Church on Sunday at 4 p.m. The concert is presented by Sean Portell, organist and director of music ministries at the church. This concert is free and open to the public. Child care will be provided. Find out more by calling 314-962-9210, extension 3108. Something for you from AM 920.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggert, host of Bad Boys on WGNU. Join us as we discuss topics ranging from review boards and high-speed chases to residency requirements for the police. We'll discuss gangs and drugs and how it affects your neighborhood every Friday at 10. I won't fix your tickets, but I will offer you tips on personal safety and how to make your neighborhood a better place to live. That's Bad Boys with me, Sergeant Gary Wiggert, Friday mornings at 10, only on WGNU.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Two things. One, well, I want to mention my cow, Samson, but you had a story on the day for yesterday, whatever, Wednesday. I just caught a piece of it about the young lady from New York, about the school system, and she was asking you guys questions about what kind of hotels did they stay in. This, what's the guy, Roberti, and all that group? That was funny. That was sad. That was scary that they're spreading that stuff on the other cities like that, identical to how they tore up our school system. And I wonder, is the mayor related to Slay in some way, that he said, hey, man, I'm going to send my buddies Roberta out your way. That was amazing. I just couldn't get over that. And also this Kyle something, I think Americans need to really wake up and look at how inept this administration is. And, you know, they know nothing. They come in front of these, in front of our Congress and Senate, and don't remember nothing, don't recall nothing, don't have any facts. They ask them, who created this list and how did this guy's name get on there? Well, I created the list and I brought everything together from my leaders and peers and all that. I said, okay, what, I want to see the documents they gave. Well, there are no documents. I just created a list. Well, you created a list from what? They should have asked them, did you write it in Crayola? Did they send it to you through smoke signal? They have no records or no nothing. to show how they created this list on these people, and they read off how their evaluation, how superb these lawyers were. And then the next day, and they wanted to fire them. And this guy just said, well, they can't fire nobody to hire nobody else. Well, they did it because these guys serve at the pleasure of the president. But if you get a chance to watch some of these hearings going on this thing, it's amazing.
Thanks.
They answer no questions, nothing.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Vernon, I'm outstanding. How are you?
I could say bad, but I could say fine anyway. But look, you know, with so much happening here now these days with the St. Louis Public Schools, now with Riverview, it makes you reflect. Back in those days, those same few black people who were the sneak and telltale, when these guys came up north, most of them were mysteriously killed. But now I'm not advocating that. But I will say this, for these blacks to have no morals, no shame, no anything, to be promoting these motions or actions of these racists and these bigots here now, if their families or all their friends were just to ostracize them, maybe they'll learn, hey, you don't go against your own people for some other fruit move or motion. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
When will it change? In everything that goes down, you always got some token amount
here's the thing, Vernon, okay? From my perspective, my way of viewing this, I am never, to me, we need to look at what has been done despite the best efforts to stop it from happening.
Yes,
there will always be, there always are. There were Jews that helped get other Jews into the ovens. So there will always be those that work again. There are women that protect men who have beat them senseless. So there will always be those who work against their own self-interest. From my perspective, I ain't got time to talk about them. There are things that we need to celebrate, the victories that have taken place with our hard work, our strategy, and our actions and our vision. And those handful of people that try to tear folks down, let their families take care of them, I ain't even trying to mention their names or focus on them.
But you know what? Also, in that same measure, you have one caller who calls in. This guy doesn't have any iota of bit of confidence in success or achievement. He's such a failure. He can't believe anything can be accomplished.
But here's the thing. I don't want to talk about him. I want to talk about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people that call in that do.
Right.
Okay.
I thank you for your program.
All right, Vernon. Thank you so much.
Okay, take it easy.
You too. Have a great weekend.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to talk about the Riverview Gardens football team.
Yes, ma'am.
Back in the school year of 1999, they had a phenomenal year. That was the year that they had this great high school quarterback named Christian Morgan and this running back by the name of Damon Nash that recently died.
Mm-hmm.
That school year, those boys had a phenomenal year. They went to state, and they won state. But during the course of the school year, the kids' uniforms were horrible. At one point, the students were asking teachers, could you please help me sew up my uniform or patch up my uniform?
Shut up.
So
Shut
after
up.
They won state, there was, you know how they do the photo ops. Well, at the time, the district person was Chris Wright,
mm-hmm.
the superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
So she was doing a photo op with the students. And the photographer asked the kids, well, why are you wearing your practice jerseys to take pictures? And the kid says, no, this is our game jerseys. So Chris was so embarrassed because the kids' jerseys were so raggedy. She was so embarrassed that she finally said, next year, somebody needs to order these kids some new uniforms. You know,
but here's, and then, here's
and the gentleman called earlier about, you know, if the kids had a good team. So I went to every game that year.
Well, let me interrupt just for a second, please, because I want the callers to understand everything that we're talking about. There is a dad's club run by white men in Riverview Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
They have had control of the concessions money, the ticket money, for decades. And that money is supposed to be going to buying things like kids' uniforms. So the question becomes, we had a black principal that has now been removed from Riverview Gardens. And one of the things that this black principal did, aside from raising the test scores of these children in a way that they have never been raised, aside from taking an 85% white teaching staff to 45% people of African descent in a 97% African school, a high school, that principal took away the dad's club of white men who don't have kids in the district, and put the students and other folks in charge of that money. The first night that dads or the kids from the concession stand brought in $7,000. Now that's not on a state championship night. That's not right. on a right. super season. That's on the first night of the first day of the first football game. So the question that everybody needs to be asking out there right now is, who is this dad's club, and where the H-E double toothpicks did the money go that they took from our babies year after year after year? You got to ask yourself the question of why that black man was removed from his job. Was it because he was taking away people's mortgage payments, people's car notes, and people's scholarships for their own white children?
Well, they definitely didn't buy the kids' uniforms that year, and the only reason why they bought it was because Dr. Wright was embarrassed by the press.
But the question, other question is that, did she use that concession money? No. She went and got the money from someplace else. This is an obscenity, and the question needs to be asked, is it stealing? Is it stealing?
It's theft. I think somebody needs to contact the circuit attorney for the county.
I think that this may be something that has to be taken out of the circuit attorney's office or out of the county prosecutor's office, because I think that there are, at least rumor has it out here, is that there are people within the police department that are involved in this dad's club.
Thank you.
You hear how deep this stuff is going?
I think you're right.
All right now. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz.
Morning, John.
I had to call to talk about this scandal in the police department. It's ongoing scandal now with the Cardinal tickets. And because we've had a case here where a bunch of the policemen got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. And so far, nothing's been done about it. This is urgent on the 1st of April. I think the baseball season starts up again this Sunday. And this happened, this scandal happened last year at the World Series. So we've gone from October to April. And how long does it take to do an investigation of something like this?
I don't know. Ask the parents of children that have been murdered by the police how long it takes them to do an investigation on themselves.
If they want to get something done, they get it done. And if they don't, whether it's a murder or a financial scandal like this, it can drag on forever.
That's right. And that's why you need a civilian review oversight board, because they're not going to investigate themselves. They're not going to investigate themselves for stealing. They're not going to investigate themselves for extortion. They're not going to investigate themselves for intimidation. And they're certainly not going to investigate themselves for murder.
And it's starting to come out now that higher-up commanders are involved in this, and I've heard rumors that some of the people who are charged with the investigation are implicated.
Mm.
And so Mocha has been sitting on this since October.
Oh, and don't forget Mocha, that's Jennifer Joyce as well. Jennifer Joyce as well.
Well, Jennifer Joyce was, asked to, give some initial opinions about it. Her first thoughts were no crime's been committed.
Mm-hmm.
She got such a backlash that she backed off from that statement. And the case is going to be coming to her soon. So the question, it's going to be on her. Is she going to take this seriously or not?
Extortion, thievery, and corruption.
Right.
All right.
That's
thanks.
The name of the game over there.
Thanks for your call, John.
Take care.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Uncle Sam wants you to go on a diet. The pool of military recruits is shrinking and their waistlines are expanding. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
It was Napoleon who said an army marches on its stomach. Apparently, an increasing number of U.S. military recruits are taking that to heart. USA Today reports an army study shows almost a third of 18-year-old recruits in all armed services in 2005 were overweight. Many were accepted anyway because the Pentagon is having a hard time meeting recruiting goals. But tubby recruits have to shed those pounds once they are in. The military wants them mean and lean.
I tell them mean and lean and green.
Especially lean. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Give us a few months. And let's then conduct some assessments and go from there.
The commander of U.S. troops in Iraq is not too pleased with the Senate's decision to fund the war only if U.S. troops are pulled out by next March. General Ray Odierno says progress is being made, but there still is a lot of work to do. President Bush says he'll veto any bill with an exit date for the troops. The president visits Walter Reed Army Medical Center today, talks to the vets. Here's ABC's Ann Compton.
For the first time since commanders were fired and a commission established to improve care, President Bush intends to spend three full hours at Walter Reed in patient wards and giving encouragement to the medical staff. He will not visit infamous Building 18. That's been emptied. But wounded soldiers who had been living there will meet with the president in their new dormitory. And Compton, ABC News, the White House.
It's outrageous. That's how the British Foreign Office is describing an appearance on Iranian TV by a British Marine seized by Iran. Now, on the video, Nathan Thomas Summers says he's sorry for entering Iranian waters without permission. The British government's take on it, it's nothing more than propaganda. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? Here's how to get one now. With an instant discount of $35 to $500 throughout the tool department now through April 11th. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, what can I get you, sir?
I'll have a tall cappuccino with a touch of cinnamon and some peace of mind, please.
You got it.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have some confidence, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com.
Is it a celebration of the season, or is it flat-out blasphemy? A statue that hasn't even been unveiled yet is causing all kinds of controversy. ABC's Brad Farrell checked it out.
I think it's horrible. I think it's absolutely horrible.
The sculpture by Cosimo Cavallero goes on display after Palm Sunday in an art gallery at the Roger Smith Hotel in New York City. Gallery director Matthew Semler.
It's been very clear to me that people have been offended. It's certainly not my intention to offend anybody.
The Catholic League calls the sculpture ugly. Brad Farrell, ABC News.
When you think of rice, you might think of the Uncle Ben's brand. Well, forget the uncle part. He's been reinvented and he's gotten a big promotion. Now he's just Ben, the chairman of the company, with an opulent office, a busy travel itinerary, and a penchant for sharing what the company calls grains of wisdom about life. Miss America is looking for a home again. Country Music Television's dropping the pageant after just a 2-year run. It was on ABC TV for years before that. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Louis man is free after a decade in prison. 41-year-old Antonio Beaver was released from prison yesterday after a judge found him not guilty of the carjacking in which he had been convicted. Judge Michael David said that the decision was made based on DNA analysis that was not available when the robbery was committed in 1996. Beaver's lawyers say that the DNA evidence proves that the blood found in the car was not their client's. A legislative push for electric bill relief in Illinois may have hit a roadblock. State Senator James Claiborne has been attempting to hammer out a deal in which Ameren and ComEd would pay back the customers that have been hit hardest by recent rate hikes. If an acceptable agreement is not reached today, State Senator Gary Forby says that he will demand a forcible rate rollback as well as a one-year rate freeze. Forby's bill would likely pass in the Senate and move to the House, where a stricter three-year rate freeze has already been passed. Governor Rod Blagojevich has said he would sign a rate freeze if it reaches his desk. Ameren and ComEd say that such a freeze would drive them into bankruptcy. Finally this hour, Kip Wells pitched 6 1/3 strong innings yesterday as the Cardinals played the Florida Marlins to a 4-4 tie in Jupiter, Florida. Wells gave up 2 runs, walked 1, and struck out 7 in his final start of the preseason. Yadier Molina, Jim Edmonds, Adam Kennedy, and Jolbert Cabrera drove in runs for the Cards, who are 15-10-1 in spring training action. The Cardinals will take on the AAA Redbirds in Memphis this evening to wrap up the preseason. Game time is 7:05. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather already. Westbound 5570 at 64 all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident that's been cleared on the Poplar Street Bridge. So there's a lot of delays already this morning. Northbound 270 from Doherty Ferry all the way back through Gravoy. There's an accident. Shoulders blocked. It's just south of 44 on the right shoulder, so expect stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got slow traffic at the top of that ramp. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the landing all the way to the Illinois Bank. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry and the New Florissant. Look for delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh through McKnight. Look for traffic to be building. And also northbound 270 from Clayton through Ledoux. Look for heavy volume going on there. And then again, around the 70 exchange, look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to showers and thunderstorms, likely highs in the mid-70s. This evening, occasional showers and thunderstorms, low around 60. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, cooler, showers and thunderstorms likely, with a low around 50. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies, high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies, 63 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Revolution! Revolution! will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. Republican Party is becoming terrified, their words, about the upcoming 2008 election. Terrified in March. We have hearings that are just, I think, brushing at the tips of icebergs. And that's what we're having right now. I saw a man under oath yesterday with the strangest balding head that I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it before. But I did it despite his interesting hair. He was clear he was not going down anywhere for Alberto Gonzalez. Not when he's under oath. And I think we just kind of have this administration. You know who this administration, who Boy George reminds me of? That new kid on American Idol, the one with the hair, the one that can't sing, the one that absolutely can't sing, the Indian young man. What is his name? I can't remember what his name is. But he can't sing. Absolutely, without question, hesitation, or pause, cannot sing. And in the beginning, he understood that. He even looked a little embarrassed in the beginning when other people who could sing were told they had to go, and he got to stay. He was embarrassed in the beginning and just kind of shocked in the beginning. But now it's gotten good to him. Now he's out there. I got this. I should be here. Can't sing a lick. And that's what Boy George reminds me of. Like this untalented person who has been convinced by those around him, oh, no, you smart. You intelligent. You can figure things out. And he's walking around like he knows that. Like that is a inescapable truth, uncontrovertible truth. Just like that baby on American Idol who can't sing and who has convinced himself he can, that's what we got in the White House. Only did that the kid from American Idol got better hair. These are amazing times that we live in. Amazing times. You're on a wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding, Michael.
Well, the guy's name is Sanjaya.
Sanjaya.
And it's my birthday today. I was wondering if Burl Gonzalez will resign today.
You know, you never know. It's early in the day, although it's 8 o'clock on Eastern on the East Coast. But you know, let's keep hope alive.
I'll try to.
All right. Michael, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU, 920 a.m.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. And, you know me. I'm always trying to plan your life. There is a public meeting on a Sunday, April 4th, and it's free. The meeting starts at 2 o'clock. And I need to tell you why you need to be here, or you need to know why you need to be here. And to facilitate that conversation of why you need to be at this meeting, I have joining me on the air Rodney Hadley with the United Nation of Islam to talk about this event. Rodney, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
I am outstanding. Rodney, talk to us about this event that is being held on Sunday at the doors open at 1:30 and the meeting starts at 2.
Yes, ma'am. We are the United Nation of Islam. The meeting will be addressing community needs. We have we are headquartered here in Kansas City, Kansas. And we have a system that is set up where it answers all of our needs. We would like to share with everyone the opportunities that they have in St. Louis as well.
And give us some kind of idea of what type of opportunities are you referring to?
Well, I've been listening to the news there in St. Louis, and I understand the problems you all are having with the education system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll give some examples of what we do. And youth is one of our main goals as far as making sure they get everything that they need. We have a university here. We have quite a few different universities across the country. Here is our hub in Kansas City. We have a system where the school is about math and science, where we teach the students primarily how to learn. So in whatever aspect of life they like to pursue, they already have the necessary keys to be successful. We have alternative energy programs. We have programs where our students, starting at the age of 9 and 10, have begun learning how to produce alternative energy. So this is an example of what we give the youth, which will allow them to be successful in whatever they want to do. It is not to be where they have to be dependent on anyone else. We have extended classrooms such as a bakery, a supermarket. We have a service station, different health centers. We have the holistic health, as well as the traditional clinic, urgent health care clinic. We have a sewing school, a laundromat, construction company, electrical companies. All of these are companies as well as classrooms that serve the youth. So what we experience is, or what we experience is from our own hands. It is not due to any circumstances that are out of our control, which is what we as a people have to make a part of what we do.
Who is the United Nation of Islam?
Well, we can be anyone who is looking to investigate us. We're online, the UNOI.org. We are a nation which has developed and employed a system that serves everyone, regardless of race, creed, sex, or color. We are not a religion. We are a way of life.
And I'm fascinated by the idea of this holistic approach to education and exposing young people and people that are not school-aged folks to the concept of ownership of all facets of life. That is very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm very fond of that idea because I'm one of the instructors at the university. I primarily teach in the science department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wealth or the real power is in the youth. And what we have learned and are seeing constantly is when you develop them properly, you are rewarded as well as they are rewarded.
Mm.
And one of the habits that we do in the school is we never deny the children. We never say no to them. And what this produces in them is the mindset that they cannot be denied. So whatever thought they have, they automatically explore it to the point where they get what they wanted out of it. Now, in traditional schools and the way I grew up, we were always told, no, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. And when you do the opposite of that, and let's say an example. Let's say a student or a person wants to do something and it's just not appropriate. We always let the math or the facts dictate to the person what should happen versus another person telling him no. This still allows the student or the person to remain free to explore what is in their mind, void of any unnecessary boundaries, so to say. Now, this has produced an environment where we have students who actually produced our water filtration systems, which remove chlorine out of the water, produced our magnets, motors that run off of permanent magnets, produced a mini fuel plant, which is in operation of about 4 years now, where they produce their own fuel, which fuels the school bus, biodiesel, because we have restaurants here in Kansas City and around the country, and we make use of everything. So all of the oil or cooking oil or waste cooking oil that is used, it is trucked back here where the students recycle it, run it through a transesterification process, and produce biodiesel from it. These type of activities that students are responsible for and continually work at is what causes them to see who they really are and what their real potential is. So we are actually tapping into it. So at the early age of 14, 15, we have students who are learning how to manage businesses such as the restaurants, service stations, bakeries, supermarkets. Because we already have this system in motion, is actually benefiting us. And we only experience what we do, not what someone else does to us or someone else shares we cannot do. This is what we as a people have to experience. And this is our purpose for coming to St. Louis, to show those in St. Louis what they also can be participating in.
I'm looking at the invitation, and it, on it it states, you're invited to come and ask questions to know the time and what must be done.
Absolutely. And nothing happens by coincidence. You know, it is not that we just happen to choose to come on April the 1st, and it's not just happenstance that the situation that St. Louis is experiencing is just happening now. You know, everything has to happen on time and in time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't necessarily know who we are. You may have heard of the Nation of Islam, but a lot of people do not know who we are. It is time for that to change. The time is to the point now where really no one can comfortably go any further. Now, whether it be from the education system, the weather, the politicians, or just the lack of any real motivating thing to do in life anymore, it is evident that the time has to change.
And this meeting is what time and where?
It's going to be, the doors open at 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's going to be at the Regional Arts Commission, which is located at 628 Delmar. 6128 Delmar.
And if people want to find out more about this, the United Nation of Islam and this public meeting, that's Sunday. Doors open at 1:30. Meeting starts at 2 o'clock at the Regional Arts Commission. That's at 6128 Delmar. What number can they call?
They can call 1-800-331-7668.
And one more time, please.
1-800-331-7668.
And the clearest, most simplest reason for folks to take time on their Sunday afternoon to come out and hear what you have to say, hear what the United Nation of Islam has to say, what would you say, Rodney?
Well, we're coming offering something, not to take anything. What we're offering them is the knowledge to produce what it is they have, what it is that everyone would like to experience, which is the opportunity to live free. Free to experience and live the way you would like to live. Many of us, you know, have to worry about rent, how our children are going to go to school, what they're going to experience while they're at their school. All of these type of stress or burdens in life cause us not to produce the way that we should. Now, since there is a system that has already been set up, developed, and is running, which eliminates these types of burdens, it would really be incumbent on a person to investigate to see how it can benefit them. So this is what we have to offer. We have an up-and-running system. It's not something that we're just speaking about and not doing. We have been doing it for some time, and it works. It would be a tragedy for those who do not know and those who know and do not explore. It would be a tragedy.
That the United Nation of Islam, they are having a meeting on Sunday, April 1st. That's this Sunday at the Regional Arts Commission in the studio there. The address is 6128 Delmar. The time, the doors open at 1:30. The meeting starts at 2 o'clock. And if you have any questions, you can call at 1-800-331-7668. That's 1-800-331-7668. And I guess an important issue out here with this meeting is it's free, right, Rodney?
Yes, ma'am. You know, you can't put a cost to knowledge. And I would also strongly encourage everyone to look us up on the web, unoi.org.
unoi.org.
Once again, we are the United Nation of Islam.
Rodney Hadley, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. It's been cleared on the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays from 3rd Street on in, especially in the left-hand lanes. That accident's been cleared, but they still got some slowdowns there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry, stop-and-go traffic. That accident's been cleared. That's at Gravois. Another accident's been cleared at 44, so there's a lot of tie-ups going on northbound 270. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, you've got slow traffic there. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into 5570 split, look for very heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, heavy volume going on there as well. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, slow traffic there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Brentwood, look for very heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Clayton through Ladue, look for heavy volume. Eastbound 40 from Lindbergh through McKnight, traffic is building this hour. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway through 44, look for delays there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for this morning and for Saturday and Sunday as well. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the mid-70s this evening. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, low around 60. For Saturday, showers and thunderstorms continue with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, cooler, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low around 50. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast conditions and 63 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 63 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Judy Moskoff. Join me for A Gardener's Notebook every Monday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. As a master gardener, I'll answer your questions about what grows and what doesn't, how to control annoying garden pests, and help you create colorful flower gardens and the freshest fruits and vegetables you've ever tasted. Join me, Judy Moskoff, for A Gardener's Notebook, Mondays at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the gardening issues that matter most to you.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Syl Wilson. Be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl. We'll talk about what I want to talk about, then we can talk about what you want to talk about, then we can talk about what I want to talk about again. So be sure and tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for The Real Deal with Syl. See you then.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it proud and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall, the proudest we could be. I cannot fall. Born in majesty.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Ralph.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, it is really nice to hear Rodney speak. I use the word powerful, except perhaps he doesn't want to use that kind of word. I mean, he could work in any field, and it's very interesting that he's in this field. Tell me, I'm kind of a hands-on guy. I can't think about something until I put my hands on it or see it. Where is 6100? What kind of building is it? How many people do you expect it will hold?
It's across the street from the pageant.
Oh,
that's the St. Louis. That's region.
Interesting. No, but hey, we got.
So it's right across the street from the pageant.
That's interesting. All right. Yes.
Okay.
I won't say why. Well, Allison Vintage Clothes is right across from the pageant too. I've got to. Hey, listen. Okay. Thank you for having him on, and as wonderful to hear that kind of thinking and presentation.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Uh-oh. Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Will?
I'm doing great. I had wanted your guest to stay on and take some calls because it sounds like it's a really good organization. But the one thing that threw up somewhat of a red flag was me whenever I hear the term that we're not a religion, we're a way of life. I've heard that from just about every religion that I've ever, you know, come encounter with.
I've never heard a religion say we're not a religion. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I've heard that from regular practitioners of Islam, and I've heard that from people, from Christians themselves, too.
I've never heard a Christian say, I've never heard that before.
They say that it's not a religion, it's a way of life, it's a culture, or basically it's the truth. So when I hear that, and then I also hear the word Islam attached to it, I get a little leery of that. And I like what he was saying. I mean, it's been a while since I called, but I'm always listening.
But here's the thing to me. It's like what happened in Somalia. Somalia, where the country of Somalia was being governed by an organization whose name now escapes me, but it had Islam in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so easy to convince the world that this court was had no legitimacy because it had the word Islamic in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, as a student of the world and as a participant here in the world, I get uncomfortable when I hear people say that a name of an entity that has been historically connected to people that look like me makes them ask a question. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but it is. I kind of understand what you're saying. I'm looking at it more from the fact of religion, period. I mean, because this is just my own personal belief, but I think religion, whether you're talking Christianity or Islam, my own personal belief, I think it has done more to screw up humankind in the last 2,000 years than just about any other type of philosophical thought.
Will, do you think that a different word to describe your feelings may be organized religion as opposed religion itself?
Well, yeah, make that distinction.
Because I think that there are many folks out there who do not and that are not connected to any kind of organized religion and are very what you would call religious people.
True enough. Organized religion would be a more accurate term to use, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, when I hear that, I get a little leery, and it has a lot to do with my own you know, experiences with religion.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that.
And I know there's a lot of young people, because I like what he was saying about the young people.
Wasn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Wasn't that fascinating, the connections that they were making with young people and exposing them to another way of doing things? Because I would dare say that 90% of young people in America, irrespective of race, are not exposed to those types of things.
Yeah.
Making their
own. That's
what
I was concerned, because mm-hmm. I was like, sometimes they will say, you know, some things sound too good to be true sometimes. So when I was like, I'm probably going to go out there this Sunday just to check it out and see.
Because, the United Nation of Islam is having a public meeting this Sunday at the Regional Arts Commission. That's right across the street from the pageant. And it starts, the doors open at 1:30, and the meeting starts at 2 o'clock, and it's free. It's free. And I think that I always love going out and getting information and then passing it on. So I think it's a great opportunity for folks, and it's a real easy location. That is right across the street from the pageant. You know, it doesn't get any easier than that. Just right down the street from Skinker and Del Mar. You know where the pageant is, right across the street.
Okay, yeah. So I'll probably be there this Sunday. I want to see it for myself.
All right, Will.
Check it out. All right.
Thanks for your call.
Keep bringing the information.
All right, now. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want a toll-free, long distance me, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me, because we have much business, much business, much business to talk about. I think that you will hear some things. Let me not make my language so casual. And let me be clear and specific. There are going to be many within the media industry that give commentary on the testimony that took place yesterday with respect to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, specifically the testimony of Kyle Sampson, Alberto Gonzalez's former top aide. You are going to hear a lot of conversation, a lot of words used to describe the fact that Kyle Sampson directly contradicted Alberto Gonzalez. What I am asking you is to keep your ears pricked. Listen up. See if you hear anybody other than me talk about the fact that the hearing began yesterday morning, ended early yesterday afternoon. Why? Because a panel of Republicans invoked a rarely used procedural rule to object to the committee meeting while Senate was in session. Ain't that some stuff? So they ended it. Ended it. The Republicans. And I gotta say this. If you can end a hearing by making that objection that you can't have a hearing while the Senate is in session, then why didn't the Democrats kill a whole lot of stuff when they were up there in the minority? The Republicans shouldn't have been able to hold any of their fake hearings. The Republicans ended. And understand what they're ending. They're ending a hearing that will bring truth to the U.S. Attorney for the United States of America, a U.S. attorney, mind you, who has referred to torture as torture rules against torture as quaint and no longer necessary. Alberto Gonzalez, who has not filled U.S. attorneys' positions, despite the fact that the United States is in the midst of a war on terror, according to Alberto Gonzalez's boss, Boy George. Alberto Gonzalez, who has lied about what he knew and when he knew it with respect to the removal of these attorney generals. Alberto Gonzalez, who has lied about the reasons why they were let go, it is clear that this is about politics. And politics can never enter into law enforcement. Can it? Oh, yeah. We're human. Should it? Oh, no. We're better than that. We have to be. So understand that the Republicans have said, shoot, I ain't going to let y'all hear no more about this stuff. I ain't going to let y'all hear no more about this stuff. Shoot. You ain't going to hear while I'm up here. So if they're keeping this little truth, because all this has to do with is Alberto Gonzalez needs to step down. And there aren't Republicans that are up here running to his defense publicly. So if they don't want you to hear this obvious truth, if they want to keep this obvious truth from you, know that there are a whole lot more truths out there that they're going to be keeping from you. And when I come back, I'm going to be talking about a name that you haven't heard for a while. I guess because he's been deeply embedded in therapy. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about what's that boy's name? Mark Foley? Y'all remember him? Oh, I got a story or two about him when I come back. You don't want to miss it. Stay with me. For all your appliance needs, Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis
for over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Noree.
And me, Brother Mel St. Clair. Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
It's coming. The Pontiac NCAA Frozen Force Kills Challenge will be held at Scott Train Center on Friday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. If you didn't get tickets to the NCAA Frozen Four games, this is your only opportunity to see the best players that college hockey has to offer. See future NHL hockey stars participate in challenges, including puck control, fastest skater, hardest shot, penalty shot, rapid fire, and accuracy shooting. Tickets are only $10 and may be purchased at all Ticketmaster outlets.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Down into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you want to be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Be
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Liz Brown. Do you wanna be loved for real? Don't forget in the 9 o'clock hour, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're going to be cooking. We're going to be making soup this morning. Soup. here in the studio here. You don't want to miss a Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have a great discussion. It's a nice segue into Dr. Kincaid's Wellness 101. I'm going to have Matt Tyler on the show. He is with the Organic Consumers Association, a consumer protection and organic agriculture advocacy group founded in, based in Minnesota. And we're going to be talking about, a boycott against Walmart. We're going to be talking about, why folks need to go organic. So you don't want to miss that in the next hour. My discussion with, the campaign associates at Organics Consumers Association, Matt Tyler, 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Mildred, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I have trouble with a certain word called hearing, H-E-A-R-I-N-G. You are very nice to accommodate that word, but if you will notice, the Republicans have changed the wording on many things, the language. Investigations and interrogations, which I prefer to use, have now become hearings, a much milder word. I was looking yesterday at the way they abruptly dismissed that investigation on Mr. Sampson, and I wondered today how they could have intervened like that.
Well, they invoked a rarely used procedural rule, and that is to object to a committee meeting while the United States Senate is in session.
It's nothing but junk.
It's nothing but junk.
Thank you, Liz.
All right, Mildred. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Just think about it. They brought those hearings to an end. They brought those hearings to an end. A hearing designed to get to the bottom of why a U.S. attorney was removed from their job. You can say all day long that George Bush has the authority to remove them. That's within his authority, absolutely. The question isn't the fact that they are removed, they were removed. The question is, why were they removed? The authority that Boy George has to remove them is not an authority that exists and gives him the power to remove them for any old reason. He can't remove them because they did not pursue the politics that he wanted them to pursue. You can't. You can't. You can't. And you can't lie about the reasons why you remove them. You cannot get a bunch of U.S. attorneys together and say, I am removing you because you are prosecuting Republicans and not prosecuting Democrats. You cannot remove a U.S. attorney for that reason. Now, you can remove a U.S. attorney if you keep lying about the reasons why you remove them, as they are. These are amazing times. These are amazing times. Let me talk to you about Mark Foley. I remember all of you Foley defenders, and that was a fascinating place in life to be. Whew, that was a fascinating place to be in life to be on the air when the story of Mark Foley broke. All you Bush defenders became Mark Foley defenders. I remember snotty voiced folks calling this show saying, do you know what the law is in Washington, D.C.? He's not a minor. He's not a minor. They're not going to be able to prosecute him. And to me, that remains one of the more fascinating moments of my life on radio. Huh? this dude is coming on to and probably having sex with children. And you're gloating about the fact that the law in Washington, D.C. is going to allow him to not be prosecuted? Oh, that's some sick and twisted stuff. It's not Mark Foley twisted and sick stuff, but it's up there. But not to worry, all of us that are concerned about the babies out here and keeping them safe to grow up and be healthy. Florida law enforcement officers are building a criminal case against Mark Foley. Under Florida's laws, they have a broad statute. And it says that under Florida law, it makes it a crime to simply use lewd or explicit language that is harmful to minors. I can't even repeat on the air what Mark Foley said text to this baby. One 877 920 WGNU. The federal people, that would be the federal prosecutors. Who would be in charge of the federal prosecutors? Let me think. If they're trying to prosecute, if there is a real desire to prosecute Mark Foley under federal law, who would be in charge of that prosecution? Let me think. God, what's the name? Alberto Gonzalez. And you know what, in all fairness to Alberto, who doesn't know the truth, for to come up and to kiss him in the mouth. In all fairness to Alberto, Alberto is not pursuing Mark Foley, not because he doesn't care about kids. I'm not going to say that he doesn't care about kids. What I am going to say is that it is clear that he would put the future of his party ahead of the future of a child. What Alberto Gonzalez understands is that if we keep having these stories out here, if the trial of Mark Foley is going on around the time of the election, it's not like the gas where they got them to lower the price of the gas during the election. You can't lower the volume on the Mark Foley trial if it's going on during the election, because what is that? That reminds people of the corruption of the Republican Party. And that's why Republicans are panicking today about 2008, and it's only the third month in 2007. I'm Liz Brown. You need to stick and stay with me. Mary.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
Good morning. Liz, I'm very concerned about the candidates and what's going on with the meeting. I wanted to change the subject if it's a little bit. Is that okay?
We have 30 seconds here. Tell me what you need to tell me.
Liz, why did they cancel the meeting last night and say that? I understand they said they only had 5 candidates and they
I don't know what you're talking about. What meeting?
The candidate for the school board.
There was a candidate forum last night?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I thought I understood them to say it was going to be a forum, and they canceled it because there were only 5 members that would be able to attend, and they had 7. 2 wasn't coming. That's what I understood.
Mary, are you confusing the candidates forum with the school board meeting that was not held last night?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, you're talking about the school board meeting that was not held last night.
Oh, it was the school board.
School board meeting that was not held last night because there were not enough people, not enough school board members to make a quorum. So they canceled the school board meeting last night.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that there weren't people there is because, you know what, why allow Veronica O'Brien to have the last, this would have been her last meeting as the president of the Board of Education, and the last meeting with Ron Jackson and Bob Archibald. We don't have to see Ron Jackson or Bob Archibald ever again in life.
Wasn't a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing at all.
Okay, then, thank you.
All right, Mary. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news break.
All over the world.
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel me, brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jerry Aldinger. A confession more like propaganda. That's how the British government is reacting to an appearance on Iranian state TV by one of the 15 service members who have now been detained in Tehran for a week. Here's ABC's Linda Albin.
As the crisis entered its second week, Iranian TV broadcast what it called a confession by a British sailor identified as Nathan Thomas Summers, in which he makes this apology.
I'd like to apologize for entering your waters without any permission.
Crucially, this is the only part of the so-called confession that is aired and suggests the language, which was almost certainly dictated, is what the Iranians would like to hear from the British government. The Foreign Office here in London has labeled it a disgraceful exploitation. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
President Bush is waiting for the House and Senate to reconcile their Iraq War funding bills so he can veto them. Both set deadlines for U.S. troop withdrawals.
This is the day Congress heads home on spring break, so the House and Senate will not get around to finishing their Iraq troop withdrawal language for another couple of weeks. Any presidential veto would now come in mid-April, about the time the Pentagon says it will be running out of combat cash.
ABC's Ann Compton in Washington. The top commander in Iraq says now is not the time to think about sending troops home. Lieutenant General Ray Odierno says progress is being made.
We've seen a reduction in violence within Baghdad. We're starting to see a small increase in cooperation with the Iraqi people. We're starting to gain confidence in our ability to secure them, along with the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police.
But he says it will take a long time to win the war. The president will visit Walter Reed Army Medical Center today. He'll be visiting with wounded vets. He'll give them their Purple Hearts, and he'll get a look at the facilities. This is the president's first visit to Reed since reports of shabby conditions at the facility were made public. PETA will be in Washington today. The animal rights group wants a huge pet food recall to be expanded to dry dog and cat food, too. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? Here's how to get one now. With an instant discount of $35 to $500 throughout the tool department now through April 11th. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, there, high on the shelf of your favorite drugstore. It's Maximum Strength Pepcid AC. It has the power to rescue you from the worst heartburn. Nothing is stronger and faster than Maximum Strength Pepcid AC at blocking tough stomach acid, not even Zantac. So feel free, eat, drink, be happy, and stop worrying about heartburn. Get Maximum Strength Pepcid AC. So effective, it's guaranteed or your money back. Visit PepcidGuarantee.com for more information. Use only as directed.
We get the first real look at a woman who could be the nation's next first lady. ABC's Brad Wheelis has more on Barbara Walters' special interview tonight on ABC's 2020.
Six marriages between the two of them. Judith Nathan Giuliani, wife of Republican presidential hopeful Rudy Giuliani, recently revealed she was twice divorced. But she tells ABC's Barbara Walters she wasn't hiding anything.
I think they call it in the political world being rolled out publicly.
So it wasn't that you were keeping it hidden. It's that nobody brought it up.
That's correct.
And the former New York mayor insists his current wife did not play a role in his last divorce. Will his personal history hurt his campaign?
Judge me by my public performance. Whatever mistakes I've made in my personal life, I made. I'm sorry for them.
Brad Wheeler, ABC News.
Happy birthday, Hells Angels. The biker organization has been around for 50 years, and we'll have one heck of a party to celebrate this weekend with up to 800 bikers expected to ride into Oakland, California. You can bet there'll be a lot of cops, too. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a videotaped confession will be part of the evidence in a Metro East trial. Belleville Judge Milton Wharton ruled that videotaped interviews of former teacher Sam Shelton are admissible in court. Shelton is accused of attempting to murder 17-year-old Ashley Reeves last April. Shelton's attorneys had filed a motion to suppress the interviews, which included a confession. Wharton said that a 5-minute gap on the videotape was not the result of tampering, but because the tape had run out and wasn't immediately replaced. The trial was scheduled to begin in July. A Westminster Christian Academy student is on probation after pointing a gun at police. 18-year-old Austin Vincent of Webster Groves pleaded guilty yesterday to unlawful use of a weapon. Officers were called to the school last September and found Vincent in the parking lot with the weapon. When the student pointed the gun at officers, he was shot in the leg. Vincent was sentenced to 5 years of probation. Finally this hour, Doug Waite had a goal and an assist as the Blues defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 last night at Scott Trade Center. The win snapped a 3-game losing streak for the Note, who will not be in the playoffs for the second straight year. The Blues have only won 3 of their last 10 games. The Oilers have been in a 1-9-1 slump and have also been eliminated from postseason contention. St. Louis returns to action tomorrow night at Scott Trade Center against the Anaheim Ducks. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic around the 44 exchange. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, looks slow. And then again from Lindbergh through McKnight, you can expect delays as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got traffic building, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays at the top of that ramp. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well in the landing. And eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, look for no traffic problems to report. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs in the mid-70s this evening. Occasional showers and thunderstorms, low around 60. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms again. Highs in the mid-60s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms with a low around 50. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 63 degrees and overcast skies. Lambert Fields reporting clouds and 64. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. It's Riveting Radio with Liz Brown. Up next, we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can
you? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. That is the fax. And if you want to email me, you can do that easily at revolution@lizbrown.com. There is just so much information that is out there, so many issues that need to be addressed. And every day when I get here, I am just astounded by them. I'm looking at this story of Mark Foley. I'm looking at this story of how Florida is planning on pursuing him. Mark Foley, you remember him, the sexual predator, the pedophile. Right before the November elections, the Mark Foley story hit. A story of a United States congressman pursuing children with sexually explicit language, sexually explicit requests, sexually explicit behavior. He was a pig and a pedophile. And federal prosecutors, there were discussions that, we can't do anything to him because this is Washington, D.C., and we don't have any rules that can, we have to prove that he touched a child. Well, you know what? Yeah, don't in Florida. Under Florida law, you can, it is a crime. You can charge somebody with a crime. If an adult uses lewd or explicit language that is harmful to minors. There is so much stuff that we have to talk about. And what's fascinating is that this particular effort to go after and protect these babies I'm going to tell you about a story when I come back, and I know a number of you on the line want to talk about this story, so stay with us. Stay with us. I want to talk to you all about the hate and the rage that is directed at our babies. I want to talk to you about why the children walked out of high school at Riverview Gardens. I want to talk to you about why students sat in Francis Slay's office. I want to talk to you about black legislators by the name of Ella Mean, and white legislators by the name of Smith are introducing legislation to insist that our babies wear uniforms and insist that prisoners make our babies uniforms. Our babies are hated and loathed. And this story that I'm going to talk to you about when I come back is going to convince you of that. You don't want to miss this discussion. Stay with me.
Rasta Resolution, removing the pollution and bringing you the musical solution with Rasilos right here, WGNU Radio.
King Silos, a cultural nationalist. Rasta Resolutions airs every Saturday from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Saturday night on WGNU Rasta Resolutions.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Sir Sax inviting you to a show called the Gospel Skate Party every Friday night at 10 p.m. It's a program in which I bring you the best in Christian rap, righteous R&G, a taste of that holy hip-hop, etc., etc. It's heard right here on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. Don't forget, the Gospel Skate Party every Friday at 10 p.m. Get your skates on and skate with Sir Sax.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
This is a story that ties into that. I know you heard about the little girl in the Texas juvenile system, Shaquanda Cotton.
Actually, what I was going to do is I was going to talk about that, and that's why I went to you. Go talk to us
okay.
about that.
Well, there's an updated article in the Chicago.
Well, let's start with the beginning story.
Okay, the beginning story is the young girl was sent to prison for 7 years for allegedly shoving a white teacher's assistant.
Teacher's assistant.
Teacher's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother is a woman that was speaking out about the racism in the school
prior to
this incident.
That is correct.
And so they basically retaliated on her daughter with many, many write-ups leading up to that conviction. Now, prior to that conviction, the judge sentenced a white teenager, 14 years old, to probation for burning down her house. She admitted it. This little girl got 7 years in prison for shoving a white teenager.
7 years flat. And they are trying, and the behavior of this prosecutor is reminiscent of slavers' behavior.
Yes.
That this, she needs to learn a lesson. I need her to tell me that she's wrong and that mm-hmm. she's sorry, and she needs to submit to the heel of my boot before I let her out of jail. 7 flat years
yep.
for shoving, allegedly, a teacher's aide.
A teacher's aide. Now, keep in mind, this place in Paris, Texas, is the place where
tell
the
it.
Notorious
tell it.
Hangings, lynchings,
that's
where
fact.
White people would go and take their lunch baskets and watch black men be hung, burned.
Well, and more than that, Glenn, more than that, as if there could be more than that, there were the very first excursion packages that were offered in this country were train packages, trips. That almost the very first travel agents were putting together packages of train rides to where? To go watch a lynching.
That's true. You're right. That's true. In Paris, Texas.
That's right.
True.
That's
and
right.
Now this also ties into, the, like you talked about, the little stories earlier that tie into bigger stories. Now, they're trying to clean this stuff up, but a quote from Kimbrough is one of the former attorney generals that is in charge of cleaning this mess up. He said this here. He said, as far as we can do, this is my goal, which is to handle her case. He said that at any time the government is holding someone that ought not to be held, that's urgent to me. Doesn't that sound like George Bush holding people against their will? I mean, on a broader level, like you talked about, these little bitty tiny stories that go all the way up and holding people and this ability to just break the law. And not even regard anybody, just like
and you're absolutely right, Glenn. But there's something else to this. This represents a rage, a hate,
yes.
a loathing of mm-hmm. all things African.
Yes,
there is
true.
No person that is connected in any faint way to humanity who would say that a child who let's just say she shoved a teacher's aide. Let's just say
okay.
she shoved a teacher's aide. There is no human being with any faint connection to humanity who would say, put that child in jail for 7 flat years.
7 years.
Seven flat years.
In one of the worst prisons.
Prisons!
For juveniles.
For juveniles!
The worst. Notorious
there is
abuse,
there is no human
beating.
Being.
I mean, all kind of things
there
happen in this.
There is no
place.
Human
document,
being.
Document.
There's no human being that with any connection to humanity who
yeah.
would say that is right, that is defensible, or that should be done. It wouldn't occur to people because if adults were put in jail for every time they put their hands on somebody and shoved them, the streets would be empty.
That's
on
true.
New Year's Eve.
That's true. This, like you said, Ms. Brown, this was just hate.
Hate, rage,
hate,
racism. It's racism.
Because
it is racism.
Have a classic case of, it was a white man. What did he do? He killed a woman, a black mother, grandmother, and her 3-year-old child, killed him with his vehicle, and he got probation.
Mm. It ain't about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of
That's
a crime.
True.
You can't, how can you put this baby in jail for 7 years? And she says she didn't. Now, let's just say she did.
Mm-hmm.
7 years flat.
7 years? That's hate.
7 years, that's hate, rage,
pure
and racism.
Hate,
rage, and racism. And
right.
also, that component of racism that removes human beings from the human family. Oh, that prosecutor looks at people of African descent as non-human beings.
That's true.
And trust me, any man that has this kind of rage and hate in him, I would hate to live in his house because his family is getting the heel of his boot as well.
That's true. Because you're right. You're right.
Because you can't be a monster and hold your belly in.
Mm-mm.
Thanks for your call, Glenn.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the
wake-up
call.
This is Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
How you doing this morning? Some very hot issues this morning.
I'm telling you.
And, you know, you were talking earlier before you went to your break about the Mark Foley thing. You know,
Mark Foley thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mark Foley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just cannot believe that people would not prosecute this man. And he sent his emails to these young babies that you talk about.
Well, you know why? You know why, Floyd? The people that are, who, let's deconstruct that for a second. who are the prosecutors that are saying, I don't know nothing about prosecuting no man charged with, or no man with, that's making sexual comments to children. What prosecutors are saying that? The ones under the control of Alberto Gonzalez.
That's right. And you know, I think Roberto Gonzalez also much responsible for the firing those lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And he still takes the blame. And he said he won't step down. You know, that's the kind of racism and hatred and bigotry towards African people. And like the other guests, it's like lynching a black man or anybody. They don't care about our families. They don't care about African kids. And just like Francis Slay, those kids were proud to stand up. I saw those kids on TV myself, Liz, and I'm proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep doing what you're doing.
Because
this war is not over.
No, it's not.
You have a good weekend.
Take care. You too, Floyd.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Jimmy.
Liz, the Senate, I think it was the Senate that just passed, I don't know if it was a resolution to put a deadline on when the troops would come home.
They added that to the spending bill to match the spending bill that was passed by the House, passed out of the House. Now it goes to conference.
And our government says, no, we can't let the enemy know what we're doing or, like, our troops are over there to do a job and this and that. Do you think that you could go over to Iraq and would you agree that the majority of troops would say, yeah, I want to go home?
I would agree with you, Jimmy, but more than that, I think that we need to ask the question of, are we winning the war now? Maybe we would start winning if we told them what we were going to start doing, because we sure ain't winning them now without a timeline. So how could a timeline possibly hurt? Are we winning the war now without a timeline?
Right, Liz. And another thing that I often look at is like the whole thing was based on a lie, but yet and still your mainstream media never calls it out. You know, you look at the news and it's almost like the media shows that we're justified and well, we should be over there.
And
this was a lie and look what this guy got us into.
Well, it's that, you know, look at this lie, but also they don't revisit the lie. They don't revisit
right.
the lie
right.
And remind us
right.
how we got to this place. It started with a lie.
Right, and so my thing is I like to deal in truth. You know, so when I look at the news and this many people died, this many people died, why? Why did they die? And it all goes down to that one little lie. Well, one big lie.
One huge lie.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of people are dead as a result of that lie.
Right, and then
so that's a big old lie.
That's a big lie. And then look at the man who put this lot together. How does he become the Pied Piper? I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Who becomes the Pied Piper?
George Bush. You got people following him that are clearly much more intelligent than he is.
I don't know. I can't imagine how you can conclude that anybody is intelligent by following George.
That's true.
Okay, you know, I mean, I know that they would say so, but my mama and daddy always told me, you judge by the company that you keep, and if you hanging out with the dumbest kid in the class,
okay,
you ain't too smart. Okay, and also, if you are let me put it this way. Not that you're hanging out with the dumbest kid in the class, not just that. But if you are going to get if you're preparing for a test and you're going to the dumbest kid in the class for his notes that he took, and you're going to use those notes to prepare for a test, oh, you stupid.
Right. You have a good day, Liz.
Take care of yourself, Jimmy.
Bye.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. How are we going to do that? You're going to stay with me. That's out.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 from Bermuda through Lucas and Hunt. Look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked at Lucas and Hunt. Expect slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Traffic is easing up this hour. Northbound 270 at 44. Nothing to report at this hour. Northbound 270 at 70. Look for some delays still in the 70 exit lanes. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for some slowdowns there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is finally clearing up. Westbound 64 is looking good from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Northbound Route 3 is rolling well at the top of that ramp into the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill to 270 looks good. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move. And also eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Expect no problems to report there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s this evening. Occasional showers and thunderstorms with highs in the with lows around 60 for tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s as well. Saturday evening, cooler. Showers and thunderstorms with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, partly sunny skies, high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies, 63 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Ballfazer, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me, Chuck.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, just great. Listen, I heard something or saw a little soundbite on TV there. It had to do with Maida Coleman. It's some type of recommendation or something that would be given to Desi that would encourage pay increases for the teachers and incentives. And what it seemed to lead to was, as a result of this recommendation is accepted, it may cause the cancel of this takeover in June.
Okay.
I was listening yesterday to you and Irene about alamine and that whatever they're trying to pass up there. Do you have any insight on what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I need to just kind of deconstruct everything that you said, because what you heard is a combination of a number of different issues.
Uh-huh.
What happened on Wednesday of this week,
mm-hmm.
the Education Committee and
mm-hmm.
up in Jeff City in the Senate, on the Senate side,
mm-hmm.
they met.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a number of bills before them. Maida Coleman is the ranking member on that committee.
Okay.
Maida Coleman had introduced one of the bills that the committee was considering, and that was to do away with the transitional board.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was also another bill in there that was introduced by Jeff Smith, and that's the bill that I was talking about yesterday on Eye on the Lou.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bill that was basically a union-busting bill that would take the decision-making that's engaged in by school districts, and mind you, it only applied to St. Louis public schools, that the pay scale for teachers would now be determined in Jefferson City.
Okay.
That the pay increases for teachers would now be determined in Jefferson City. Included in that also is a directive that children in St. Louis public schools be mandated to wear uniforms, and that the uniforms be made by prisoners.
Okay, I remember that.
So all of those bills were the bills that were being considered in committee, and if they were voted out of committee, they would then be considered by the floor, by the entire Senate body, then that would be voted on, and then it would go back to, if there was a House version passed, and they would go back, and they would go through conference, and they would come out with a bill. That's the discussion that was going on. So you kind of heard a little bit of each one of those things and put it all together into one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I thought we had some hope there for a minute.
Well, actually, it depends on what happens out of this committee meeting.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is that the bill that was introduced by Jeff Smith and co-signed by Elamine is reprehensible, and it's also insulting. Think about it. Elamine would stand next to Jeff Smith and introduce or support this bill on the House side when he hasn't had a single meeting with any community in his own district about that. He hasn't had a meeting, period, since he's been elected with his community. Now, I can count the number of times that he has run off to be on television or to get into his father-in-law's paper,
mm-hmm.
but I certainly cannot count the many times that he has had a meeting with his constituents since he's been elected.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now.
That clears me up.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. I was thinking the other day. I was thinking. We've had a couple of people on the show to talk about biofuels. And I gotta admit that when I first heard the term biofuels, because I am relatively eco-conscious, you know, I'm relatively that, thinking that we need to get away to get away from dependence on oil. So biofuel sounds reasonable, but then when you think about biofuel and you think, well, let's say, okay, we're going to turn corn into fuel. We're going to turn corn into fuel. Okay, sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But once you start thinking about it, that's what I was doing yesterday, thinking about this. Where does the corn come from that we would turn into fuel? And who would suffer if America now needs corn for fuel, and we're going to pay for that, and we're going to make other countries make us corn for fuel? What happens to the people who depend upon corn for a living, to eat, for their lives? Do you think that nations will start selling corn to the United States for fuel and stop selling corn for food? Do you think the price of corn will go up really high to meet our fuel needs? And what about meeting countries' food needs? Is America, is George Bush, in his effort to, I mean, you got to always, when George Bush suggests something, you got to check your wallet, check the door, see if he locked it behind you, and check the facts. If George Bush is pushing it, I'm like, okay, I'm against it. That's it. I'm just going to be straight with y'all. I'm against it. So when you hear George Bush, Boy George, talking about biofuels, you got to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's try to get to the bottom of this. Because if he like it, more than likely, you ain't going to love it. So biofuels, Boy George is going all over the world pushing for biofuels. Who are we? Are we condemning people to death by hunger and thirst if we switch over to the same gluttony, with the same gluttony, if we turn from oil to corn? Mm. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. If rich nations decide to import huge amounts of traditional food crops, such as corn, from developing countries to help rich countries meet their energy needs, oh, it's Katie by the door, baby. It's done. It's done. We need your corn to run our cars. How cold-blooded is that? And my question to you all out there, all of you all that feel the world that you live in, are you comfortable with that? Can you live with that? My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
What's up?
What about the farmers being unable to plant corn unless they buy new seed? You can't use the old seed because the old seed now, due to genetic engineering, is sterile.
That's right.
So it's not just them. It's all of us in the same old boat.
That's fact.
Mm-hmm. Keep on telling them, Doctor.
All right, D. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have three quick comments, and I'll make it quick. The Mark Furman thing, you think they're just saying this now that they're going to prosecute to shut people up because they know people have been wondering, well, what's going on with it? That's number one. Number two is they said the American Idol, the thing about Sin Jai, they said now it's losing its popularity because now it's not even about singing no more. It's about a popularity contest.
Well, okay. Okay, two. Wait a minute. Before you go, you're so cute. You know what? Did you hear what you said when you first, the first thing you said? You said Mark Furman, and you meant Mark Foley.
Foley. Oh,
remember Mark Furman? Remember Mark Furman?
All right.
Here's the thing.
My last thing is, have you seen the commercial with John Bowman on TV talking about breast cancer?
Huh?
Yes, he's got a commercial out on TV, well, on Channel 2, where he's talking about breast cancer awareness.
Huh? No. Okay.
Comment on a couple of those if you can.
All right. You two take care of yourself. With respect to the prosecution of Mark Foley, I suspect that the prosecution is going to go forward. In fact, I am very, unless the young people that would be required to testify get uncomfortable and don't want to become part of the national story on that, and I would understand that they would no longer have privacy. And that's a big leap for them to have to make. So I in the absence of that, the witness is not coming forward, and I'm not certain that they can't pursue it without their testimony since they have the instant messages. I am very, very, I feel very confident in saying that I expect that these are going to go forward and go forward fast.
And with respect to Sanjay and the American Idol, I don't think, here's what I think. American Idol cannot afford. It's a multi-million dollar juggernaut. It is the black hole that all other programs fall into when American Idol is on. They cannot afford for a Sanjay to win this contest because it would illegitimize everything that they are doing. So I think Sanjay is going to have a ride. But when it comes to the end, do you think that American Idol can afford for Melinda Doolittle to lose to Sanjay? Oh, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It's not like there's some accounting firm out there that is required by law to count these numbers accurately. Oh, it ain't going to happen. It ain't gonna happen. They can't afford to lose the money on it. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Get on over to Sears. It's springtime. I'm looking out the window right now, and it's just glorious greenery. Screaming out for lawnmowers and tools and barbecues and lawn wear. Get on down to Sears, get your shop on. It's springtime. Tell them I told you to.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Tehran. Iran has released another letter from a captured British sailor. Faye Turney's letter to the British Parliament criticized the country's policy in Iraq. It was the second letter in 2 days said to be from the 26-year-old Turney. In the first letter, Turney asked her parents to look after her husband and young daughter. The second letter said that it was time to start withdrawing forces from Iraq and let them determine their own future. Yesterday, the UN Security Council appealed for the early release of the detainees that were seized in Iranian territorial waters. Iran claims that the British personnel entered its waters 6 times before they were arrested. They also said that the promised release of Turney was suspended because of Britain's behavior in the matter. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Great Harvest Bread Company.
With a little time and a lot of love, the bakers at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store have transformed their signature dough into bread bunnies for Easter. That's right, a rabbit made entirely of honey whole wheat bread. It's a healthier choice for your Easter baskets. It also makes a charming centerpiece for your holiday dinner. Order yours today. 314-991-0049. That's the Great Harvest Bread Store. 9449 Olive Boulevard. The Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store. Making people happy one rabbit, one loaf at a time.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Oh, did it ever?
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Don't forget, in the next hour, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're going to be, that's the last Friday of the month, we're going to be doing a little cooking here on the show. 1-877-920-WGNU. Safari.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Brown?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm glad your doctor's coming up later, right? Mr. Kincaid. Your doctor from Ghana.
Yes.
Yeah. I know it was difficult for me to call last week because I really wanted to ask you some questions. So my question right now is, every time you listen to the TV, they always talk about that there are some diseases that are attributed to people of African descent. And my question is, I mean, do we have a list of those diseases, and do we know why are they start talking about it now?
Okay. Well, you know what? I will run that question by Dr. Kincaid.
Okay.
Okay? Because, yeah. In fact, it would be nice if you could call back in the next hour and address that to her.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. I just had a sad thought and a laugh that kind of made me cry. I was thinking about this American Idol thing that you said.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the sad thing. If it would be exposed, let's say we're to the last Idol, and it's exposed after the last show, something comes out, the scandal, that it was a sham. The voting was, it was, Sanjaya should have won, and it was a sham. There would probably be more anger in our country than there was about 2000 and 2004.
Well, there certainly would be more publicity on it.
Oh,
there
yes.
would certainly be more publicity on it. And that's
and every little aspect.
Mm-hmm. And every aspect of it. And the other piece of it is that I think that, do you know how many people voted in the last American Idol? 30 million.
30 million people
voted on American Idol, and a lot of some people would look at that and say, or read that, or observe that and say, that's a sad commentary on our desire to vote. Do you know what it represents to me? It represents to me that people really want to be able to vote for things
that they can.
But yeah. but here are the things. Here's the thing: if it was as easy to vote as picking up your phone and texting in your vote for election day, how many people you think would vote on election day? I think we would get a 98% voter turnout if it were that easy to vote. This country makes it more difficult than any other so-called industrialized nation to vote on the planet of the earth, on the planet earth. I mean, who votes on Tuesday? Why don't you have people vote over a course of 2 days? Why don't you allow people to vote 24 hours a day? Why don't you make it easier for people to register and vote? Why can't you register to vote and vote on the same day? This country makes it impossible and difficult for people to vote. So I think that American Idol represents the desire to vote out there. And if it were as easy as picking up your cell phone, you doggone Skippy, every American would vote.
Well, onward and upward with Sanjaya. Have a good weekend, Ms. Brown.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You know what? No to Sanjaya. No, no, no. 1-877-920-WGNU. I think that American Idol represents a number of things that's going on culturally in our society.
Don't get me started.
All right. I mean, it does. It really does. It represents a number of things that are going on culturally with respect to the music industry. It leads some people to believe that this is what the best and the brightest musicians and musical artists are out here. It also is suggesting that there has to be youth attached to talent. Because how can you have an age limit?
You know, how can there be an age limit on the singing ability?
Don't get me started.
I mean, you can't do that. But that's what it is suggesting. It also is pushing the idea. This is the first year that I have seen it, and I will say that it's been the last 3 years that I have been watching American Idol. I didn't watch it then the first 3 years. And this is the first year that I have seen a consistent, concerted, very well executed, for the most part, effort to clothe these contestants in very good ways. Their clothing choices this year, the head-to-toe packaging of these people this year, these contestants this year, it's the best that they've ever done. And the message that sends is, I mean, there are all kinds of incredible messages. There's one young white woman, young white girl on there. And she's pretty. She's pretty. But she was smart enough, sadly, to understand that her singing ability is not up to, let's say, a Melinda Doolittle. So what did she do on the day that she probably would have been voted off? She had on this shorts outfit, these long legs, this almost blonde hair, exposing her body in a way that she had never done before. And she's already a cute little girl. So looky, next week she didn't have no problems. She didn't have no problem. So what's the message that young people are seeing? If I'm peeping this, of course the babies are peeping this. What are young women understanding? Oh, shoot, if you expose your body, you win. If you dress for sex, you win. American Idol is a cultural phenomena that says many things about us, and a lot of them, it ain't pretty. It ain't pretty at all. It is, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting this year because there is one contestant, Sanjaya, that without question, hesitation, or pause, is a untalented singer. And yet he keeps staying on. I think it's really going to be the
He couldn't carry my guitars.
You know, well, I don't know. Absolutely no talent. And yet he stays. It's going to be interesting for American Idol, and I'm going to say a sentence that just is really a absurd sentence to put together. The Sanjaya issue will determine whether or not American Idol maintains its credibility. Isn't that a silly sentence? Maintains its credibility. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. It's the last Friday of the month, folks. It's a loud woohoo! Do the happy dance, because we are going to be doing a little bit of food preparation, a little bit of cooking up here in the studio because it's the last Friday of the month and it's 9 o'clock and it's time for Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Wellness 101. I'm excited. I know you are too. You don't want to miss that. Stay with me.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I
by another train that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City Schools.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A VIP visit to Walter Reed Army Medical Center. The president is going to visit with wounded vets, give some their Purple Hearts, and take a look at the facility. Well, most of it.
President Bush will not tour the infamous Building 18, a converted hotel off the hospital campus where mold and decay and neglect were found. The building has been closed down. He will meet with wounded residents in their new quarters.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The president is waiting for the House and Senate to reconcile their Iraq spending bill so he can veto it. As for the troops there, they say they're getting the job done. Here's ABC's Luis Chiavone.
Congress and the president are squaring off over a war spending bill with a controversial exit provision that promises to trigger a veto. But in the field, commanders say the troops are focused in getting results. Lieutenant General Ray Odierno told ABC News,
"Give us a few months, and let's then conduct some assessments and go from there."
Defense Secretary Robert Gates opposes timelines, but he says the debate shows Iraq's government that Americans' patience is limited. Luis Schiavone, ABC News.
One of the 15 British service members detained in Tehran was on Iranian state TV today, and here's a little bit of what Nathan Summers had to say.
We trespassed without permission.
British Prime Minister Blair's take on it?
We have to manage this and measure it in a determined way, but also a calm way, because it's the lives of the personnel that come first.
The British Foreign Office calls it propaganda. It's cleanup time across the Plains states. This woman lost more than just her home in an Oklahoma tornado, one of the dozens of twisters across the Plains states.
Tears my heart out for him, and I'm really hurt because of my son's black lab. If I could find that dog and give it to him, would mean the world to me.
She's still looking for that dog. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 52 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is ahead 9 points. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? Here's how to get one now. With an instant discount of $35 to $500 throughout the tool department now through April 11th. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, there, high on the shelf of your favorite drugstore. It's Maximum Strength Pepcid AC. It has the power to rescue you from the worst heartburn. Nothing is stronger and faster than Maximum Strength Pepcid AC at blocking tough stomach acid, not even Zantac. So feel free, eat, drink, be happy, and stop worrying about heartburn. Get Maximum Strength Pepcid AC. So effective, it's guaranteed or your money back. Visit PepsidGuarantee.com for more information. Use only as directed.
For the second time in 2 years, a famous pageant is looking for a new TV home. Here's ABC's Dave Schreiber.
There she is. That is the song that has long been associated with the show, and
the new Miss America is Miss Oklahoma Lauren Nelson.
That's what the Miss America pageant sounded like back in January on country music television. CMT is dropping the pageant, which changed its location to Las Vegas. ABC dumped the pageant in 2004 when ratings went down to a record low. Miss America officials say a search is on for a new TV outlet. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Alec Baldwin is a vocal critic of the Iraq War, but he says he'll pay, at least help pay, for one soldier's college education after she leaves the military. The actor's spokesman says it's one way that he can show he supports the troops. Baldwin says he was moved by the story of 18-year-old Resha Kane's last day with family and friends. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, another person of interest is being questioned in the fatal shooting of a Cahokia teen last weekend. 16-year-old Daryl Campbell was shot at a friend's trailer. The Major K Squad is questioning Luke Kimball, Jr. Police say Kimball was not a suspect at this time. Earlier this week, a person of interest had been taken into custody, but he was released and no charges were filed. A St. Louis teacher is on probation after pleading guilty in court yesterday. Sterling Atwater Johnson of the Pruitt Military Academy was accused of being drunk at school and touching a student inappropriately. Johnson pleaded guilty to one count of third-degree assault and was sentenced to 1 year of probation, which includes counseling and psychological evaluation. He is also required to pay court costs and stay away from the underage female victim. Finally this hour, the Illinois Senate has approved a ban on smoking in public places. All restaurants and bars in the state would have to go smoke-free under the legislation. The measure would replace the local smoking ordinances with a single policy meant to protect people from secondhand smoke in the workplace. An association representing bars and other alcohol-serving businesses says that a smoking ban would hurt their income. The bill now goes to the Illinois House. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound Natural Bridge to St. Charles Rock Road, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Eastbound 70 from just east of Verse City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for no delays. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for traffic to be rolling along steady. And then northbound 270 at the 70 exit lanes. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for no delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is moving well. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling well from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing. Northbound Route 3 is moving well onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270-255 is on the move. And that is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to showers and thunderstorms, likely high in the mid-70s. This evening, occasional showers and thunderstorms, low around 60. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms to continue with a high in the mid-70s. Saturday evening, showers and thunderstorms, likely low around 50. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies with a high around 70. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 65 degrees, cloudy skies, some low fog in some areas. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Wellness 101 with Liz Brown and Dr. Kincaid. This up next, we'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, talk to my sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers, talk to my sisters.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give
pleasure to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Well, welcome, 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 welcome to the Wake Up Call, and it's Friday, it's 9 o'clock, that means it's Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
I love these Fridays, the last Friday of, I love all of our Fridays, but in particular the last Friday of the month when we do our food preparation, a little wholesome, healthy cooking in the studio here. What are we going to be doing today?
Well, today we're going to make some squash soup.
Squash soup. Now, yes. I've got to revert to my 8-year-old self and squash, is it good? Is this good? Because I am just squash. I'm a vegetable lover, for real. I like the kale that you made the last time. I'm eating twice a week. I just love it. I love vegetables. Squash has been something that has been a challenge for me, and maybe it's because somebody cooked it bad for me when I was a child and forced me to eat it, or I was an infant, and that was the baby food that they mushed up and put in my mouth. I don't know, but tell us about the squash. It's good.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of vegetables. Squash has a very, very mild flavor,
mm-hmm.
and it more or less takes on the taste of what you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very strong taste.
Well, then maybe so, my issue with it is simply the consistency of it. Maybe it's the texture.
Yeah, and also the name.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true. True fact.
Tells you they're going to give you squash.
True fact. It's not like tomato.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So squash soup. What's in it?
Well, this soup has squash, which is
butternut squash, actually.
Butternut squash, mm-hmm. is very, very rich in vitamin A. It's easy to digest. It's a very, very alkaline food.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, we have an acid and alkaline balance in our body, and that's something that we're going to be talking about. But if your body is acidic, you're most likely going to have some sort of a disease. You want to keep your body alkaline.
Okay.
It has to do with the pH of the body, the acid-alkaline balance. And we try to keep the body as alkaline as possible.
And the cool part about doing the show with you on these last Fridays of the month is I love the way that you're going to take us through each one of the ingredients of the recipe and tell us what that ingredient brings to the dish.
That's right.
Okay, so the squash brings us what?
Well, it has quercetin, which it suppresses all types of inflammation, inflammation that can cause things like bronchospasm, asthma, allergies, eight different types of aches and pains. It's an amazing medicine. You know, my motto is food is your best medicine, that helps soft tissue in the body. And, you know, vitamin A is really good for your eyes, for your skin, and for your hair. If you want nice, clear skin, you want vitamin A. But, you know, if you take synthetic vitamin A or you take vitamin A pills, you can actually get to a toxic level. You can get hypervitaminosis A, and that actually causes a problem.
And that's why I love the show last week. I went through my vitamin cabinet, and all the stuff that I was taking, like the things like the vitamin C, that I just thought ascorbic acid is vitamin C, and it's not.
That's right.
It's a synthetic.
That's right. And as we learned last week, it can have a negative effect on the body. But when you get your vitamins inside the food, you know, you have enzymes, you have balance, and you can't, I mean, you can't, like, overdose on squash.
There you go.
You know,
there
I mean,
you
after
go.
A certain amount of it, you're just not going to be able to eat, especially since we, you know, our food is prepared raw.
Okay.
This is raw food preparation. We don't, we're not cooking anything here. We're eating the foods in its natural state.
So we have vitamin A, we have carotene.
Yes, and also, you know, the seeds that are inside the squash, also they have iron, and anybody that has a problem with worms or parasites, the squash seeds also are very therapeutic.
Wow, okay. And high blood pressure, high in potassium.
It's high in potassium, which is very good for contraction of muscles. Also, people who are taking diuretics, you know, that depletes potassium. If you eat your squash, people know about bananas. A lot of people know about bananas. But also, squash has a lot of potassium and magnesium, which is excellent for getting down blood pressure and also for keeping your muscles in good operating condition.
Okay.
And also magnesium also keeps the bones strong. When you're eating things like sugar and or you're drinking caffeine, it drains the magnesium out of the bones. It makes the calcium come out of the bones. So squash, you know,
very
can help
good.
You out.
Okay, so that's squash. And we also have in this recipe, so we have 2 cups of butternut squash. And but before I get off the squash, one quick question. Does it matter the variety of squash? All of the things that you talked about that the squash contains, butternut is one variety of squash. Are these the positive things that you talked about, the vitamin A, the potassium and all of that, does it vary from squash to squash?
Yeah, there probably is some variation from squash to squash, and there's also winter squash and summer squash.
Mm-hmm.
The winter squash look more like pumpkins, gourds, and they last for a long time. You don't have to put them in the refrigerator. You can actually, you know, pick them and put them downstairs in your basement. They'll last all winter.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, very hardy. They help keep you warm in the winter when the weather is cold. The summer squash are a little bit lighter, have more water in them.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the flesh of the summer squash, it's softer.
Mm-hmm.
The winter squash and the pumpkins, if you look at those, you know, the skin is very thick, and also the meat has less water in it, and it's more fibrous.
Okay, so the next ingredient in our squash soup, 2 1/2 cups of orange juice. Oranges. Talk to us about orange juice.
Oranges have a lot of vitamin C. Orange flowers are good for insomnia.
Wait a minute. What is orange? What are orange flowers? What's that?
Well, you know, oranges grow on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
If they have like buds and the tree has flowers and
blossoms.
Leaves and blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can take those and dry them up and make a tea out of them.
And that helps with insomnia.
Yes.
Okay.
If you can't sleep.
Okay.
Orange, you know, the substance in the peel of the orange has something called glutathione, which is a very, very powerful antioxidant. So, you know, actually the peel is very, very healthy.
You're talking about the orange peel itself or the white stuff before you get to the peel.
The white stuff before you get to the peel is good. And also the peel has, you know, the
peel. Do you eat the peel?
No, I don't. Well, I don't eat the peel. But sometimes with some of the recipes, you know, we have to use organic, definitely. Mm-hmm. We use some of the...
they call it zest.
We grate... Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
We grate it up. It has orange oil in it, mm-hmm. which is very, very good.
Okay.
Oranges are also a very alkaline food. Good for sores, leukemia, diabetes, high blood pressure. It's very, very good for bone and teeth formation. And also the wonders of vitamin C are also well known for the immune system.
And I remember growing up, and I loved oranges. I always ate oranges. And my father would always tell me to make sure that I eat the white stuff that before you get to the peel. Talk to us about, and he was right, talk to us about the stuff that's in the, what's in that white stuff between the peel and the meat of the fruit.
It's glutathione. Mm-hmm. And also it has the fiber is very, very good for digestion. Assists bone and teeth formation. It has a natural sugar that's actually, that the peel has a natural sugar that's 700 times sweeter than sugar. And glutathione is a powerful antioxidant. In other words, it's an anti-cancer type of medicine, that white fibrous stuff. So you really want to, you know,
eat it.
Eating the orange is healthier than taking it and squeezing it. And as a matter of fact, when you buy that canned, when you're drinking that orange juice, the canned stuff and the carton stuff that's been pasteurized, you're not getting any of these benefits.
Mm.
It's pasteurized, which means
it's been killed.
It's heated up,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically dead.
Mm.
A lot of orange juices, they're adding synthetic ingredients back into the orange because they've cooked everything out of it, but it's still not as powerful as eating it in its live state.
And talk to us really quickly, Dr. Kincaid, about chewing your food, how important that is in the process of releasing all of these wonderful, fabulous ingredients that are natural things that occur in the fruit and the raw foods we're trying to put into our bodies.
That's very, very important. I'm glad you brought that up because if you don't chew your food well or if you have poor dental health, it's going to have a major effect on the health of your general health,
mm-hmm.
Because digestion begins in the mouth. The acids and the digestive juices that come out of your salivary glands when you're chewing the food up helps to digest it, the sugars and the starches. They begin that digestion in the mouth. That's one of the reasons why, you know, if you have a baby and you put the you see a lot of people putting cereal in the bottles, and the baby is sucking undigested starch into the stomach, and then they get colic and they get gassy. That's the reason why. Until the baby is showing signs that it's chewing something, it's digesting some of the food in the baby's mouth, then...
You shouldn't be putting any of that in them.
No, the baby should be on the breast or, you know... Not breastfeeding the bottle, yes.
And then the other piece of it is I think that people can hear you, doctor, when you say chew your food. But really, you need to hold our hands here and be specific about what you mean when you say chew. Does that mean I bite it off, chew it a couple times, I'm done with it? Or is chewing more involved than that? Because I even when you're trying to lose weight, they tell you, slow down. And chew your food and allow your body to understand that food is coming and allow your body to understand, okay, I'm full now. So talk to us about what do you mean when you say chew.
Well, you should be in a comfortable location,
mm-hmm.
where you're not rushed, where you're not looking at the clock. You get 10 minutes to do your whole lunch. You should be in a peaceful environment, not someplace where you're arguing or you're bickering with someone or somebody's looking in your plate asking you why you're eating this stuff anyway. You should really take your time and chew it so that when you finish chewing, there should be a liquid there,
mm-hmm.
not hunks of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It should be a liquid that's mixed with the saliva. and you should should take your time. And that's actually one of the ways that helps you lose weight.
Mm-hmm. It's
chewing your food. Also, when you chew your food slowly, your intestines and your stomach begin the peristalsis.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the contraction starts.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps with the elimination, because you know you're supposed to have a bowel movement about 30 to 60 minutes after eating.
Mm-hmm.
When something goes in, something is supposed to come out. But if you're gulping your food down, you know, then you're going to get gas. You know, it's going to have food is going to sit in your stomach longer, puts you at risk for getting more things like reflux disease, poor digestion. You know, I mean, that little purple pill is doing just great. Because people, you know, we're rushed, we're stressed out when we eat.
Or we don't even know that we're not chewing.
You
know,
right.
I mean, a lot of people don't even realize that you're not thinking about it. You're just putting the food in your mouth and, you know, I mean, I know that chocolate lovers out there are not gulping down chocolate. They are savoring chocolate and they are savoring the experience, and that's really what we are supposed to be doing. And also even registering, do I like this? Because sometimes we eat food so fast, we don't even, you know what, this doesn't even taste all that good, but I'm still eating it. And if you take your time eating it, you're not likely to repeat it because it didn't taste that good.
Yes. And the other thing is that most of the time people are putting things in their mouth, a few gulps, and then they're flushing it down
with soda
mm-hmm. or something to get it down there really quick. And also when you do drink and eat at the same time, you're diluting your digestive juices, and it's also making it harder for you to digest your food.
And you told me something that you gave me some advice also that, and this is strange, I just have to say that this is strange and it's been very hard to adhere to. You say that we're supposed to chew our juice. Talk to me about that.
Well, when you juice your food,
mm-hmm.
there is still a little bit of fiber in
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
When you use a juicer. Now, I'm not talking about the refined juices
right.
that you see, you know, on the shelves, which is basically pasteurized. But yeah, you do want to chew it, because even so, still that same thing. There is still some fiber there
mm-hmm.
that does release the digestion in the mouth. It
mm-hmm.
helps to, you know, eating fruits and starches. They're, by the time they get to the stomach, they're basically digested.
Okay.
So if you just gulp anything down, even juice. You know, so you're going to have a little bit of indigestion.
And if you're chewing everything, it really keeps you in the habit of reminding yourself, I've got to chew my food. I'm doing it, for one, because I'm going to allow my body to figure out whether I'm full or not. I'm doing it because I'm going to allow my body an opportunity to digest it in the most healthy way, and then through the process of eliminating it out of my body as soon as possible.
That's right. And also has a beneficial effect on mouth,
mm-hmm.
Teeth, and jaw formation.
Mm-hmm.
A diet that has a lot of processed foods that doesn't require a lot of chewing also has to do with the tooth and jaw formation. And I'm going to have a holistic dentist on here,
Excellent.
Too, that's going to talk
Excellent.
About that.
Okay, and the next item in our recipe so far, we have 2 cups of butternut squash, 2 1/2 cups of orange juice, 2 dates, and 9 of them are soaked. Is that right? Or what does
no,
that mean?
That 9 is...
Okay, 2 dates that are soaked. Okay, soaked 2 dates. Talk to us about what do dates have in them.
Well, dates are nature's candy. Dates grow on trees that are look like palm trees. You gave me a funny look when I
said I've had candy before.
But this is good candy.
It is good candy. I like raisins. I love raisins. I just dates again. Pick 2 things that I have emotional difficulty with, and squash and dates are 2
Why
of them.
Why do you have an emotional difficulty?
I just don't.
With
the dates.
The looks
don't taste good to me. Dates don't taste good to
have
me.
Have you tried, several different types of dates?
I will be honest. No, I have not. I've tried one, and I have not gone back again.
Yeah.
So I probably need to revisit that.
Okay.
But convince me. Tell me what dates have in them.
Dates are an ancient fruit. They're 75% sugar. They grow very close to the sun, just like oranges. So it's
mm-hmm.
very, very alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
They capture the sun's energy. They're very high in vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, which is very, very good for the nervous system. So that's one candy that doesn't get you all, you know, make your blood sugar go down.
I agree.
You know, and that roller coaster effect.
And I like prunes. I don't know. There's something about a date. We're going to continue our conversation, though. This is Friday Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We are cooking in the studio here today. Squash soup, 2 cups of butternut squash, 2.5 cups of orange juice, 2 dates soaked, 1/2 large banana, and 1/2 teaspoon curry. All of that in the soup. We're going to be making that today. This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Stay with us.
Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work.
For over 400 years, the world-famous Lipizzaner stallions have captured the imagination and excitement of the equestrian world. The Lipizzaners are the noblest of all breeds and were only ridden by the nobility and aristocracy of Europe. They are considered a living form of equestrian art. Less than 3,000 exist in the world today. Now, you have the opportunity of a lifetime to see them perform live and in person in a special anniversary edition of the world-famous Lipizzaner Stallions. See the dancing white stallions perform an exquisite equestrian ballet. See their spectacular leaps in the airs above the ground. Don't miss the world-famous Lipizzaner Stallions on their world tour. A must for all to see.
St. Charles Family Arena this Sunday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tickets now at the Family Arena box office and all MetroTix locations or call 314-534-1111.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelian Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and we are cooking up some squash soup. 2 cups of butternut squash, 2 1/2 cups of orange juice, 2 dates soaked, 1/2 large banana, and 1/2 teaspoon curry. And what am I doing here, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, right now you are squeezing some oranges. As we stated before, the only type of orange juice that you really want is something fresh squeezed. We have actually, Liz is manually squeezing.
I'm doing manual labor on my show. I'm doing manual labor. And it's just this, it's a press, right?
Yes, it's a press.
You take this little orange, half of an orange, you cut an orange in half.
Yes.
And this, I don't know, middle, middle ages looking little device here that we put this thing in. And I mean, see, it's true, isn't it? Oh, you hadn't thought about it like that, but that's what it looks like.
You know, it really does.
It really does.
Like
and you have to press really hard on this.
Yeah,
it
builds muscle.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And it helps and keep it, your joints nice and
yes, it does.
Agile.
In fact, it presses so hard that it kind of crushes the top of the orange if you press it really hard to get all of the juice out.
Yeah.
But it's cone-shaped, and you just set the orange on there, and you just keep pressing on it.
But, you know, you can use one of those really basic orange presses that just looks like a dome.
Yeah.
And with the little, it has little, like, little wedges in it, and you just take it and you move
right.
It. You wrist action, and that works really, really well. And about it takes
taking some of the juice out from the pressing job that I have done. And you know, the cool thing about fresh orange juice, it's just so pretty. You know, it just has this glorious orange color to it, and it's thick and it's rich, and it just looks full of energy.
Yes. And once you start drinking fresh squeezed orange juice, it's almost impossible.
You won't be able to go back.
To go back. Yeah, because the other stuff just doesn't.
And as
taste
a doctor,
real.
As a doctor who is fully aware of all of the positive benefits of and the necessity of fresh fruits and vegetables, does it drive you crazy to see orange juice being sold without pulp? I mean, isn't that just like crazy? Isn't that like the definition of crazy without pulp?
Well, yeah. It's processed like so many of the other foods that we see out here, and you know, the processed foods is at the basis of a lot of the problems that we're having today.
Okay,
so you can improve on what God has made. Once God finishes making these oranges and these apples and the dates, and they're ripe, they basically fall off the tree, or you don't have to do much to get them off.
And down and pick them up.
And just pick them up, and if you eat it, you're going to be healthy. Once God is finished with it, there's really nothing that man can do to improve on it. Anything you do on it. To it, it's going to make it weaker, or it's going to make it something that the body doesn't really recognize.
I am getting good at this.
I'm good.
If I do say so myself, I almost have all my oranges pressed. Let's get to some of our callers, though. Dimitri, you have a question for Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Yes, I have a statement and a question. Good morning, Dr. Kincaid.
Good morning.
I'm a vegetarian, and I noticed that my wife, incidentally, to begin with, your soup sounds so delicious, I think it should be served at the end of the meal as dessert rather than at the beginning of the meal. It sounds like it tastes wonderful.
Yes, this is actually a dessert-y type of soup, actually. Yes.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What my wife does is I like vegetables, of course, as a vegetarian. But when she steams asparagus or string beans or spinach, she saves the water from that when she drains it, and she collects it and puts it in the refrigerator, and she uses that as a startup to make soup. Now, I was just wondering, the other thing she does is that whenever there's vegetables left over, she puts them in a blender and then puts them in the refrigerator and also uses that in soup. Is the nutrition there? I know it flavors it, but is there still any nutritional value in doing that?
Well, there is some nutritional value in doing that, especially it's good for potassium, for potassium soup. It's not quite as powerful as not steaming the vegetables at all, but it is definitely of some benefit if it's fresh as opposed to frozen, and as long as you don't keep it for an extended amount of time, like more than 2 or 3 days, then, you know, after you cut the vegetables, they slowly lose their power.
Oh, I see. Yes. And then just one other thing. We have a habit of not throwing anything away. When you were talking about the oranges and squeezing them, my wife makes a kind of marmalade out of the peel and doesn't even throw the peeling away. So we try to eat as much of the vegetable as we can.
That's very, very smart. That's a very, very smart thing.
Thank you,
to do.
Dimitri.
Thank you.
All right. Let me do one more call. Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Liz and Dr. Kincaid.
Hi.
I really like citrus fruits, but they tend to give me yeast. Why is that?
Thanks for your call and question.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really hard for me to say. If you're eating fresh oranges and if you're eating most of your vegetables and fruits raw, I would have to look at something else as to causing the yeast. In other words, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, or if you're eating refined sugars or a lot of cooked starches and sugars, then and you have an overgrowth of yeast, I would have to, you know, get a better analysis of what your overall diet is like.
Okay, let's get through the last two ingredients here. Do we finish with the dates in terms of all of the things the dates had to offer?
Oh, no, we
and then
finish.
We need to get through the banana and the curry before our next break.
Yes. Well, the dates are very, very good for stomach. It's very good for any problems with the spleen. It's good for warts, swelling, hardenings, cancer of the gums and the mucosa. It's good for stomach and uterus. It's good for cancerous tumors of the throat, mouth, salivary glands, liver, spleen, abdomen, and testes. Do you believe that?
Wow. High in minerals and protein, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3.
That's right. It's rich in antioxidant. It's also one of those alkalinizing kinds of foods.
Excellent.
Very, very good. And it's an ancient plant. It's in the Bible.
That's right. That's right. And it thrives in subtropics.
Yes.
All right. I say thrives. all right. Now to the other ingredients, banana.
Now, first of all, I see a lot of people, you know, they see a banana, it's yellow, it's kind of greenish, and this is a nice banana. The bananas, when they're ready to be eaten, they have those little brown speckles on them. When they don't have the brown speckles on them, they cause gas, they're starchy, they make actually it more difficult for you to digest your food. And even if you try to open a banana that's kind of greenish on the ends,
It's telling you, don't open me.
I'm not ready.
Me
in the cooker.
That's right.
Yeah. You have to leave your bananas out and get those little brown spots. Actually, when they get the brown spots, you could go to the supermarket and they get a big bag of them. They're cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and what I do with them, because for me, I like the firmer texture, and with the brown speckles, there's less texture in them. So what I do is I let them get really brown and then put them in my freezer, and I use them for my drinks.
Yes.
And that way I'm eating the banana when it should be eaten.
That's right. And
they get so sweet. The longer you let them get brown, they just get really, really, really sweet.
Yes, and that's what we used to make our ice cream, which is one of the things we're going to be making.
Woohoo!
Here.
All right.
Yes. So bananas help lower cholesterol, and they're very good for hypertension because they have a lot of potassium in them. It has tryptophan in it. Tryptophan is a calmative. In other words, it kind of like relaxes the nerve. The nerves.
Helps you sleep.
Helps you to sleep, just like that big turkey dinner that you had.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Okay, with less problems.
If you notice, after Thanksgiving dinner, everybody's kind of out of it. That's because turkey has a lot of tryptophan in it. Well, so do bananas. It enhances your immunity. It helps prevent cancer. And the peel, if you use the banana peel and you rub it on your skin, it's like an antifungal and has antibiotic type of activity.
So
it's also good for poison ivy.
So the inside of the peel, if you rub it on if you rub the inside of the peel on poison ivy, it helps?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. But don't be outside because the flies are going to...
Yeah, that's true.
But
that's true.
Yeah, and it antifungal and antibiotic properties. That's the peel. And also the banana itself. But the peel, you know, the skin of a lot of fruits and vegetables, what's on the just on the inside, it's just very, very powerful.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, the last thing that we have on the recipe, curry.
Curry. Curry is
another one of those ancient products.
Very ancient. Curry is actually a mixture of several different spices.
Mm-hmm.
The main spice in curry is turmeric, which gives it that yellow cover
mm-hmm.
color. But it also has cardamom, cumin, and there might be several other, you know, different curries have. There's different types of curries.
I think a lot of people are feeling like me right now. I didn't know that curry was a combination of something. I thought curry was just this thing that existed out there. Wow.
No, it's a combination, and you can have, you know, sambar curry and
mm-hmm.
different. You know, there's Jamaican curry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a little bit different from the Indians. You know, that it's like a staple in,
mm-hmm.
in Indian food. It's an antioxidant. It's very, very powerful. It's very healthy. Anti-cancer medicine.
Okay.
It's excellent for arthritis. Helps prevent cancers of the gums, stomach, uterus, throat, mouth, salivary glands, liver, spleen, abdomen, testes. It's a very, very powerful herb. It tastes good, too.
Okay, so now we have all of the ingredients here. We have 2 cups of butternut squash. We have 2.5 cups of orange juice, freshly squeezed and squeezed by my own little hands in this this torture device. 2 dates that have been soaked. Nah, not 2 dry dates, but 2 dates that have been soaked. How long do you soak them generally?
I soak these overnight.
Okay, so overnight soak your 2 dates. 1/2 large banana, 1/2 teaspoon curry. Mix it all in a blender and soup's on.
Yeah.
All right, well, soup will be on when we come back. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Why? Because it's Wellness 101. And we will be back with more of our cooking show. We're making up a little bit of squash soup. Stay with us. Place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Join us each Friday from 1 to 2 as we explore the world of writing with local and not-so-local authors. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. This is our cooking show. We are making soup. We are making soup this morning. And now I guess we're in the final stage of our squash soup. What's this next thing we have to do is put it in a blender?
Yes, you put it in a blender. And we have a real heavy-duty blender. The squash that we're using is very hardy, so you have to, have a real good, strong blender.
And the cool part about this, from my perspective, is it's so easy. I mean, because it's not like, okay, you got to heat the oven up, you got to sear the meat, you got to come back and check on it and let it cook some more. Talk about your instant food, and talk about your immediate gratification. You don't need a this is quicker than a microwave and better than a microwave because of what you end up with. So I think a lot of times when people think of raw cooking or raw food preparation, that they think, oh my God, it's going to be so time consuming, it's just so much easier to go do it another way, but actually it's not.
Yeah, that's one of the points that I wanted to stress by doing the show, that we can make a meal right here at a radio station, mm-hmm. in a matter of minutes, mm-hmm. and it has healing properties, it's healthy, it'll give you energy.
You know, and what can you say positively about driving through the window, the takeout window at McDonald's and stuffing in your body a Big Mac? There's nothing positive that you can say about that life experience in terms of what it has done for you, what it was doing for your body, and the where you've spent your money.
Yeah, you know, it's really unfortunate because, our lifestyles lead us to a point where, food preparation is something that many people don't have time to do.
Let's blend away. Let's see what we got. We have a little blender action going on in the background here. So this is our squash soup. Okay. So that's our squash soup. So we're going to have some of that in just a second. We blended it up. And let me get to a caller here, a caller or two here. Safari, good morning.
Hey, Ms. Brown.
How are you? You have a question for Dr. Kincaid.
The doctor too. I really don't want to repeat the other question, but I wish you can relate that question to her.
Well, but it's your question, and I can't say that I have all the details of it correctly, so go ahead and ask her.
Okay, the other question was that there are so many diseases that we hear on TV that are attributed to African Americans. And my question was actually, is that for effect, or why are we being told about it now? But my actual point, what I wanted to say was about the food, because one day we met a doctor. He's an African doctor, but the MD. He was telling my uncle. My uncle was like, he's an agriculturist. And he told him, he said, he can tell the difference between somebody who lives in a countryside and somebody who lives in a city. But just by the kind of the diseases that they suffer from. And his explanation is that the people in the cities are divorced from their natural foods. So...
Okay, we're going to let Dr. Kincaid comment on some of that.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I agree with that. I can even see that myself in my office, that people who grow up on farms, and especially people who grew up on farms, you know, 30, 40 years ago, tend to be healthier. Most people who grew up in rural areas growing, you know, they're growing some of their own foods. They have... they might have some tomatoes or cucumbers, and these foods are basically going to be organic because, for the most part, most people don't do a lot of spraying if they're in their own gardens. If they have animals, the animals are not shot up with hormones and antibiotics, so they're eating more fresh fruit, fresh and unprocessed foods in the countryside. They're not pulling up into McDonald's if they live on farms. The animals are healthier, and also they tend to do more walking out in the fresh air. Most people live in the city, spend most of their days inside in offices, exposed to fluorescent lights, which are not healthy.
So let me throw something at you. Talking about the animals that are raised on farms by individual farms, not these big commercial farms, is it... something that should we consider in terms of the food choices that we make for those folks out there that are still eating meat, the mental state of the animals that we're eating. I mean, is there something that happens to animals that can get in the food, a negative life reaction? Because I know for me a negative reaction in my life colors all aspects of my life. Is it the same for animals? And then for us to ingest an animal that has gone through extraordinary stress. Is that something we should think about?
That's definitely part of what's making our meat supply toxic. There's a book called Fast Food Nation that talks a lot about the stress that also has an impact on their immune system. Mm. A lot of the animals are sick. There's also a movie made called Fast Food Nation, mm-hmm. which actually shows what the animals go through, the stresses and the fear. There's certain hormones that are released into the bloodstream when you're facing acute stress. But you also have to remember that the animals are raised in stress. So over time, their adrenals are also releasing hormones, just like humans. When you're raised in when we're living in a very stressful environment, you know, our bodies are protective cortisone and our hormones, you know, get depleted at younger ages. And that's why I see when people get burned out.
Mm-hmm.
That's from, you know, it's not acute stress, not anything that's threatening at that time, but just getting adapted to a lot daily stresses. It's just like if you're just thrown in a bucket of hot water, you're gonna feel the pain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're put in hot water and the flame is turned up and it's slow, you get cooked.
Yeah.
But you don't
jump out.
You don't jump out, your mm-hmm. body adjusts to it. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're living under daily stress. You use up all your protective hormones, you get burned out, you get sick, your immunity.
Well, I gotta talk about this. There's a nice, interesting chunkiness to this soup this morning.
It's a date.
It's very good, though. It is. I really like it. I do like
you
it.
Like
I
the
do
date?
Like I like the date. I guess apparently if I don't have to crack it open and eat the seed, it tastes pretty good.
Tastes like candy.
It tastes like candy. It does. It's good. It really, really is good. Thank you so much. We're going to do potato chips next time?
Yes, we'll do potato chips.
Yay, raw potato chips. Yay, we're going to do that next time. And then let's make some of that wonderful mayonnaise stuff.
And potato chips?
Yes, as a dip. I'm telling you, it's going to work. It's going to work. Dr. Kincaid, thank you so much for joining me on this Friday. for our cooking show, Wellness 101, and I will see you next week.
Okay.
Okay. Until then,
bye.
It is the weekend. I want you all to, first of all, I want to thank you all for listening all week. Thank you for listening today, and you know the drill. I want you all to stay strong.
I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy, the man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Come in the air.